Absolutely wise words. Thank you so much for talking to us, Lorene Mara. She is a parenting expert. You can find her online. She talks so much sense. I've got to be honest, I would talk to Lorene every single day about how to run your family. It's like running a business, isn't it? Lovely to talk to her. I'm delighted to say, though, well, I'm not delighted to say I'm about to finish, because I absolutely love doing this radio show, but I'm delighted to say to welcome Mr. John Holmes into the studio.
Oh, you're delighted today, are you?
Oh, well, you've actually bothered to come into the studio.
You were so angry at me yesterday.
I wasn't angry at you. I was disappointed, John.
Disappointed.
I love you.
Look, I've got
sometimes I've still got a watch. John apparently doesn't come to the studio to tell us what's going on the show because, in his words to me yesterday outside the studio, I don't have a watch.
If no one's telling me when you're wrapping up your excellent radio show, what am I supposed to do about it?
Be able to hear me saying, well, John Holmes will be in the studio soon.
They're playing TalkSport out there.
What are they listening to that rubbish for?
I don't know, but that's what they do, Julia. I've heard your sibling debate, though.
We do share a studio. We share an office with TalkSport, so often it's TalkSport that's on in the office. I'll let you off.
Are you still crossing me?
I'm not.
You were cross out there. It was the talk of the office. Oh, Julia's just had a go at John.
Had to go. I told you to buy a watch.
It was the talk of the office.
Can I just say something I say to my husband? To my husband all the time, buy a watch. But I'd like to point out, I don't think it's possible for anyone to stay cross with you. we've just been talking about parents having favourite children. I imagine you were quite an easy child to love.
You are a very happy, easygoing kind of guy. Have this bombshell. I was given away by my parents.
Oh, hello.
See? Now you want to get a programme out of it. Didn't you, though? Didn't you expect that bombshell?
The faces of everyone in the control room right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks a little bit Muppet Show out there, but that's another matter.
At 4 weeks old, Julia Hartley Brewer, I was literally rejected by my parents.
They didn't realise what a fabulous young man you'd be. That's what
it was. And adopted.
I did not know that.
I know.
About
you. No, I'm glad you brought it up, though. And now it made me really sad.
I don't. Yes, do you know? So, coming up on John's show.
Now you're laughing at my misfortune. You're an evil woman. Hartley Brewer.
No one could say angry at you. What's coming up on your show, John?
Oh, I don't know. Again.
You can't keep
saying. I'll tell you what's coming up. You know, there's that new film with Helen Mirren in it. Eye in the Sky. It's got Helen Mirren. It's about drone warfare. It's got Aaron Paul. It's got the late Alan Rickman, who's excellent in the film.
Wonderful man. Do you know, can I just say about Alan Rickman, I used to work on Londoner's Diary and the Evening Standard many, many years ago, one of our favourite treats was calling up Alan Rickman and listening to his answer phone. And when he died, his voice, we wanted to listen to his answer phone.
Well, you could probably still do it, couldn't you?
That would be wrong.
Okay, fine. But anyway, we've got none of them coming on, mainly because we're not important enough. But we've got the director of the film coming on to talk about Eye in the Sky. And it's...
It sounds fascinating.
Well, it will be fascinating.
I mean, this is the next big...
he's coming on. It's via ISDN. We know what technical issues there are around here. It probably won't work.
He said, picking up talk radio. if people only knew the technical issues that go on with running a radio station, exactly. If only they knew. What else is coming up?
We've got that. We've got an end of the week quiz. It's kind of brand loyalty. You know, loyalty cards? Mm. It's like that, but in audio form. So if you've been listening all week, your brand loyalty to talk radio will be tested with clips of talk radio.
And you get points, and points mean prizes?
No, they don't. Not this time. But they just mean points. Points mean points. Points mean a driving ban.
That's true. For you, in your world, yes. Coming up on John Holmes's show,
That's actually slander. First you tell me off, then you mock my parentage, and now you slander me.
I feel I've walked in. This has not been the greatest end to a week on the radio.
Really awful.
We're still here. Just no one could stay angry at this wonderful, wonderful man. Do stay
just
tuned.
Just don't like you now.
We didn't even get onto his cardigan. It's 12:58. I'm done for another day. I'm done for another week. I'll be back on Monday at 10 o'clock. And if he gets out of his mood, John Holmes will be back in just a couple of moments to take you through the afternoon. Have a wonderful weekend from me. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Small businesses. Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
The countdown to the great national source debate is on! The outcome shaping the destiny of our nation. The question is simple. Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours for their snacks. But only one must prevail. Available from 1st of April. Try Burton's Fish and Chips, red sauce and brown sauce. And then vote for your favourite flavour. Bagging yourself a chance to win a massive £10,000! The Great British Battle of the Sauces. Red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
Good afternoon to you. It is precisely 1 o'clock. I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, David Cameron faces yet more criticism over offshore fund. A sex gang's been jailed, and find out which Hollywood star wants to see Jeremy Corbyn become Prime Minister.
Talk Radio.
Labour says David Cameron's admission he profited from shares in an offshore fund set up by his late father's extraordinary. The Prime Minister insists he's done nothing wrong and says he'll publish his tax returns. Business Minister Nick Bowles has told Talk Radio the PM reacted like anyone else would have done.
He's not just the Prime Minister, he's also a human being and a son, and his father is dead and cannot defend himself against, you know, a huge amount of comment that has much of which has been very unfair, somehow suggesting that he was, you know, facilitating tax evasion, which is absolutely not the truth.
Detectives say it could take some time to identify the human remains found in the search for a missing police officer in London. Gordon Semple's not been seen for a week. A man's been questioned on suspicion of murder. Met Police Commander Alison Newcombe says he'll be missed.
This is a very sad day for Gordon's colleagues. There are many officers who have served with Gordon in London during his 30-year career who will acutely feel his loss.
10 men have been jailed for up to 25 years for sex offences against a teenager in Rochdale. The girl reported the gang to police after seeing widespread media coverage in 2012 of a gang from the town who were convicted of grooming. She told officers that from the age of 14, hundreds of men would ring her up wanting to have sex. Pope Francis has published new guidelines on family life. Speaking at the Vatican, the pontiff says cohabiting couples should be welcomed, but the Catholic faith still won't accept gay marriage. Maths is getting a makeover in 130 English schools. 10,000 pupils will take part in a new trial, which will focus on maths being taught with the real world in mind. Teacher Dr. Emily Grossman says her pupils want to see the subject become more relevant.
Statistics, ratios, algebra, they can all be applied to those real-life situations. Estimating a gas bill, working out which mobile phone tower to buy, whether to get SIM only or to get a pay-as-you-go or a contract. All of these things involve mathematical skills and mathematical abilities.
And Danny DeVito's revealed he thinks Jeremy Corbyn would make a great Prime Minister. The Hollywood star says he's a big-time
supporter. What are you talking about?
John, how rude.
What are you talking about?
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito? Thinks Jer- Why has Danny DeVito got an opinion on Jeremy Corbyn?
Why not?
That's a fair point. Carry on.
Shall I start that again?
No.
So the Hollywood star says he's a big-time supporter of the Labour leader and reckons he would do a better job than
David Cameron.
He's
smaller, isn't he?
Like some other people I know. The 71-year-old actor also recently endorsed US...
I've just been owned by a newsreader.
Let the poor woman do the news.
I don't think I want to finish.
Not the first time you said that. What?
Stop it.
Okay, fine.
The 71-year-old actor also recently endorsed US presidential hopeful Democrat Bernie Sanders.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Sunny spells.
What does Danny DeVito think of the weather? Out of interest. Because he's got an opinion now on anything, hasn't he? I want to know what Danny DeVito thinks.
I'll have to get back to you on that one, John.
Okay, fine, go on then.
Anyway.
More?
I don't know. Sunny spells and isolated showers, especially in eastern areas. It's going to turn cold.
What does the late Andy Kaufman, also out of Taxi, the sitcom Taxi, think of David Cameron's offshore investments? That's what I want to know, Victoria. What does the actor Christopher Lloyd think of... Nick Clegg and his U-turn on Tuition fees.
John, yeah. I need to do the weather.
Sorry, go on, carry on.
Okay, so it's going to turn cloudy in the west and a band of rain will arrive later. Today's high will be 13 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England could be without Jordan Henderson for Euro 2016 after the midfielder suffered a knee injury in Liverpool's 1-1 draw with Borussia Dortmund last night. He left the ground on crutches and will have a scan today.
Crutches.
On to golf, and Jordan Spieth says his opening round at the Masters was one of the best he's ever shot. The defending champion leads by 2 shots on 6 under par. Rory McIlroy's confidence of a better second round today. He carded a 2 under par round yesterday. That puts him 4 shots behind the leader.
Right.
Finally, on to boxing. An Olympic champion, Anthony Joshua, will weigh in this afternoon ahead of his world title fight with Charles Martin tomorrow.
Right.
The pair are fighting for the IBF heavyweight belt at the O2 in London. Mm. And Britain's Tyson Fury, who holds the WBA and WBO versions,
come on, wind it up. Come
will
on.
Face Vladimir Klitschko in a rematch on the 9th of
come
July
on,
in
on.
Manchester. Fury caused a massive upset last year by beating Klitschko in Germany. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sports.
Thanks very much. It's 1:05.
Talk Radio.
If you're a normal person with a busy life, then the idea of making a PPI claim might be low on your list of priorities. But there are still lots of people out there who haven't reclaimed missold PPI. We're the Money Hotline, and we'll handle your claim for you. We'll find out if you have a claim, and if you do, we'll get back what's rightfully yours. Possibly thousands of pounds. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or visit moneyhotline.co.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes. Hello.
I don't trust people.
And well, I detest people. Whom has been chosen to suck off the lolly?
For my old scout group.
Dermot O'Leary discards the rubber. Ditto paid intern Cornelius. Gorilla salad. Happy bloody Christmas. Gluten. Ginger producer Dave.
It's sometimes used in love play.
It's not spooky.
Someone's missing being young.
Do you want to do Gabby Logan?
Doggy Style Council.
Great Northern Eastern Railway.
I shouldn't wonder.
We love to boogie. If anything, a more niche reference than Grandmaster Flash.
Here comes Professor Stephen Hawking.
Hot little rocket.
Bring you song, we bring you dance, we bring you variety.
Very good.
Bang. Done.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
Talk Radio.
When I am bound to get on a journey, I will twist the very fabric of nature.
Here we go. 7:01. Hello, good afternoon to you. Yes, it is a Friday whereby I am John Holmes and this is some sort of radio thing whereby, again, some noise comes out of your radio and it requires a certain suspension of disbelief. And that's because, you know, something sort of coming out of your radio, you are predisposed to accept that it is a programme of a kind, aren't you? But actually what you're getting is sort of 3 hours of just some things falling out of the front of your speaker, or I do beg your pardon, your app. Modern, it's an app. You're probably streaming it, which doesn't work anyway because the stream stopped, didn't it? Basically, the engineering department here, right? Right. Okay. Here's how it works. Right. So we've got a stream. Right. That's digital. We've got a stream. Think of the engineering department as beavers. Right. And what they've done is they've stopped the stream, haven't they? They've dammed it up. They've clogged Anyway, here we go then. And like David Cameron admitting that he did benefit from Daddy's offshore trust fund, so we now park ourselves firmly on the island of talk radio in the afternoon. It's fun, isn't it? Don't you think? Because when Jimmy Carr, you know, remember the comedian Jimmy Carr?
Mm-hmm.
Remember him? Jimmy Carr was accused of tax evasion, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And when Jimmy Carr was accused of tax evasion, the Prime Minister David Cameron said,
Jimmy Carr, it is not morally acceptable.
Right, he said that, obviously, and then, oh dear, David Cameron, last night he said,
Samantha and I had a joint account, and we owned 5,000 units in Blairmore Investment Trust.
Oh, hashtag awkward. So then, on today's private matter, obviously we don't want to declare what we've got on the show, but whatever it is, I promise you, it is based on a fundamental misconception. Because that's what you said. And the show this afternoon is in no way set up for any of us in here, or indeed you listening, to benefit from it. I mean, yes, it exists, but I couldn't possibly know, and you couldn't expect me to know, exactly where it all came from. I'm just quoting David Cameron again. I'm cleverly linking what he said last night to the show menu in a sort of vaguely satirical way. Anyway, so here's what my father came up with. Don't blame me, he's dead.
Very good.
He's not. His is. He might be, I don't know, I was adopted. Anyway, today on the programme, Lonely Lunch Club. That's coming up, of course, in around half an hour's time. If you are lunching alone, we would very much like to hear from you and be your virtual colleague or friend to help you through your lunchtime. Lonely Lunch Club. Headline hijack. Oh, 87222, by the way, if you want to do that.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's right. Do that, yeah. Headline hijack as well, also hovering thereabouts. Our diversity paper review. Who's doing it today? Does anyone know?
No, we're not doing it today.
Not doing it today, mate.
Right, I'm glad we had that discussion earlier. Work experience punditry, that's happening, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Film?
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Fine. Film this afternoon then. Okay, we've live music as well. Are we doing that?
Yeah.
Good.
Everything else is in, mate. Everything else is normal.
We're dragging a busker off... Thanks for telling me about the diversity thing. Dragging a busker in off the street, much to his or her confusion. A man called Con...
All right.
We'll be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out all the haters' texts and tweets that have come in this week about the show. That is a feature we like to call condescending. There's the big debate at 3. Your reactions, of course, very welcome. All reacting throughout the afternoon. If you want to react, then you can. Then there's the end of the week quiz. Your brand loyalty to this show on Talk Radio, well and truly tested in an end of the week quiz. Details later. Plus, we'll be joined by the director of that new film that there is soon, Eye in the Sky. He's the director. He's got it's got Helen Mirren in it, Alan Rickman, Aaron Paul off of Breaking Bad, all available for interview. So we've gone out of our way to get the director instead, who no one's ever heard of. Well done, us. Ginger Dave is producing.
Hello.
Asprod Cass is asprodding.
Hello.
Yes. Chloe is pushing buttons.
Hi.
Hi there. Cornelius.
All right.
Well, Victoria smells of news.
Smells?
Yep. Paid intern of news. Paid intern Cornelius.
Yeah.
Who is hopping.
Okay.
On one leg.
Well, that's how hopping works.
While reciting David Cameron's defence of profiting from his dead dad's offshore fund. There you go.
That is a private matter. I have no shares, no offshore trusts, no offshore funds, nothing like that. And so that, I think, is a very is a very clear description. Downing Street issues a statement. To be clear, the Prime Minister, his wife and their children do not benefit from any offshore funds. The Prime Minister owns no shares and has been previously reported and has been... Mrs. Cameron owns a small number of shares connected to her father's land, which she declares on her tax return.
Thanks. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Good afternoon, and indeed, hello. one. We'll talk about the nation's big story, but first, you know, music.
You're
News Talk Radio's head of music. That's Bowling for Soup and High School Never Ends. You're listening to Talk Radio on your Talk Radio. And now, I don't know who's going to ask me why I'm playing that. Why am I...
Hopefully not Santa Claus, like on the Wednesday show.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Wasn't it weird? And he just popped
Father up. Father Christmas came in and asked me why I was playing that. I don't know.
Who's coming in today?
I don't know, mate. Let's see. Why,
it's Comedy's Josh Widdicombe. Who's doing it, me or you?
Yeah, go on, you. Josh will do it.
Josh Widdicombe.
Hello?
Ask me why I'm playing bowling for soup, John.
Thank you, John. Why? Now, I don't know why, John. As I understand it, this is talk radio. Why are you playing bowling for soup?
That's actually pretty good.
Thank you.
All right, good. Thanks for asking, Josh.
Goodbye.
Off to the last leg you go.
Yes.
The reason I'm playing it, Josh, Widdicombe, is because you heard it. You've seen the news. You've seen the news. Have you seen the news, Dave? The news is, of course, that now baseline tests. That's called High School Never Ends. That song, by the way. So I'm playing it because in school, baseline tests have now been dropped for reception pupils, and this is actually something quite close to my heart anyway, because I have two children that are young. One of whom is at school. The other starts school in September, and I don't think it's right actually that kids that age should be basically means tested for knowledge, right? And I think so. But luckily, the Department of Education has halted its controversial attempts to measure the abilities of 4- and 5-year-olds within days of them starting school. Now, I'll be honest, I deliberately sent my children to nursery and school, right, armed with lies, because I thought it would be funny, right? So the trick is to send your, if you are with a child of school age, right, send them to school, right? Mm. Right? So I genuinely sent my 6-year-old, when she was 4, right, to school, obviously. And she absolutely was convinced, right, that the moon was tethered to the earth with a wire. Right? And at the age of 4, you can convince them of anything. So she thought that. So when she went to school, right, she just repeated that as fact.
Where does the wire come down? Where's it tethered to?
The top of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah. Because we were in, the reason, why else would the Eiffel Tower exist?
Exactly. The reason why, we were in Paris, and I told, and it, at night, you know, and there was the, it was one of those things where the moon's visible in the day, and she said, Daddy, why is the moon out in the day? And I said, well, you can only see it from Paris, where we are, because it's tethered to the earth via a wire, thin, can't see it, from the top of the Eiffel Tower. And I told her that was a fact, and she still believes it. And if they're tested, children, when they go to school, she'd have been shown up as an idiot. So I'm glad they've dropped this. But that is a tip. If you are a parent and you've got children going to school, just tell them lies. And just send them.
A tip?
Just send them. It's a tip of the sort.
Parenting advice.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you've confused good parenting
with bad parenting.
with very much terrible parenting and just amusing yourself for 5 minutes.
Anyway, this is what I want to talk about, obviously, in the big story this afternoon, is this idea that children from a very young age should be taught things or not. Controversial, isn't it?
Ooh, isn't
and that's why we talk about it on the talk radio, where the controversy happens. So, Cass, here we go.
Yes.
Could you, as the ass prod... assistant producer. Yeah. Could you get me now during the adverts?
Is it something ridiculous again?
No. Yes. No, it isn't. It's just somebody, an educationalist.
You want me to get a normal person to talk about a normal story? Are you okay?
No, I am going to talk to them about the controversial subject of children learning early or not.
You've spent too much time with Julia. This is too normal.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Yes. Yes, I have. She's rubbed off on me.
Ew.
You are gone. So, if you could get me someone from education, we'll talk to them next.
Okay.
It's Talk Radio. It's 19 minutes past one.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift. People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
Get it straight from Selco.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can already expect to get a massive range of products in stock, all at great trade prices. Now, we've made things even better by introducing Selco Hire at every branch, so you can now hire your building tools and equipment from Selco. In April, hire a passload cordless first fix nailer for just £35 per week ex VAT. Find your local Selco Hire branch at hire.selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Starting on the northbound side of the M5 through Somerset, still very slow following an accident between Junction 24 at Bridgewater and Junction 3 at Bridgewater North. The A39 turn queue starts at Junction 25 at Taunton. Like I say, all lanes have reopened, but congestion not helped by holiday traffic. Hertfordshire's northbound side of the A1, one lane down due to a breakdown at Junction 4 for Hertford, and the eastbound side of the York Bypass, the A64, road completely shut due to a serious accident near to the Grimston Bar interchange. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's right, Martin Roberts there. You just heard about Martin Roberts off of Holmes Under the Hammer. He played Paul Rossmaster yesterday on this very programme. If you would like to hear Martin Roberts out of off of Holmes Under the Hammer discussing Holmes Under the Hammer and playing Paul Rossmaster, I imagine it will be on our podcast, which will be made today. And knowing what happens around here, will be on iTunes by next Thursday.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
Hopefully it should go out tonight.
What?
It's been put in my hands now, so...
We've taught Cornelius how to use the computer.
Yeah. Excellent news. Some reactions coming in. Yes. Reactions. We've got reactions.
It's, reactions. Lots of people. Someone said, sadly, that's not the case anymore, has come in on text. And yesterday at around 8 a.m, Tesco car park, Berry, you wore a high-vis vest and smiled at me lots. I was next to the cash machines. I hope I see you again. That's come from Lady in Turquoise Coat.
Thanks very much. Then it is Talk Radio. It is Friday afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes, and if you were listening moments ago, you will know we are talking about the big story, which is that baseline tests have been dropped for reception pupils in schools. This was the government's, the Department of Education's idea to measure the abilities of 4- and 5-year-olds within days of them starting school. Controversial, certainly. It has been dropped, we learn, but let's find out if that's a good or a bad thing, because ASPROD Cass...
Assistant producer.
Yeah. So who have you got? Who have you got on the telephone?
I have Rebecca, and she teaches things to children.
Excellent news. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, Rebecca. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you.
So you teach things to children?
I teach things to children.
I'm going to stick my neck out and say you might be a teacher.
Oh, well done.
Thanks very much.
See, how learning is easy.
Yeah.
What age do you teach, Rebecca?
Well, I actually teach all the way from reception all the way through to year six.
Marvellous. And where do you do this?
At West Acton Primary.
Oh, where, sorry?
West Acton Primary.
West Acton Primary. Fine, good. Right, so do you think, right, it's... here's the question. Children, is it never too early to learn, Rebecca?
It's never too early to learn. Children learn from when they are born.
Yes.
That's what they're built to do.
Yes, like a sponge, aren't they? Soak it up, the information.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Soaking it up.
Are you in favour of this testing that's now been dropped then? Or would you think that, do you agree with the fact that they shouldn't be tested?
Oh, no, they should absolutely not. Far too young.
Right. So if they learn since they were born, Rebecca, as you just said, then why shouldn't they be tested, like, the day they arrive at school, as to what they've learned since they were born?
Because you don't need to test children to find that out. You can watch them, and you can talk to them, and you can observe them, and see all the great things that they are doing themselves.
I'm on your side, but, you know, I have to play devil's advocate, because that's how the radio works.
Yeah,
absolutely. So my question is this, right? If they, you say they learn from birth.
Yeah.
But is there any ability for them to learn before that?
You mean in the womb?
Yes.
Well,
I mean, if I was to shout an exam question up the womb...
Oh, I'm sure, like, one kick for yes, two kicks for no.
Yeah, well, precisely.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Testing at four, why not test pre-birth?
Well, this is my point, Rebecca. So what I'm saying is there should be, maybe, a system in place whereby, not necessarily me, but I'm up for it, to go round, maternity wards, right, pre-birth, or people's houses, whatever, right? And I'm happy to shout exam questions up a womb.
Great. I'm sure there's a place for that. There's probably some crazy sect in America that would really go for that.
Yes.
Good use of the word crazy, certainly. That's,
hit the nail on the head. Let's not rule it out, because I think children can... When children can learn in the... Because they can hear music and stuff, can't they?
Yeah, they can.
We know that they react, don't they, Rebecca, to music?
Yeah, they
move and but so I'm saying that let's start them earlier. Let me give you, for instance, right? So imagine there's a womb and a pregnant area, right?
Yes.
And then I shout something like an interpretation. So I say, right, the election of 1841. Imagine I'm shouting this now into a pregnant woman. The election of 1841 was a striking vindication of Peel's policy. Use this statement and your own knowledge to explain what was meant by Peel's policy.
I think you get a really coherent answer from within the womb. I mean, I'm sure that fetus can comprehend exactly what you're saying and will give you a really fantastic answer.
How does this sound, right? So, you know, are you aware of the film Fantastic Journey?
No.
Right, it's what they did. It was Donald Pleasance who was in the film. Right?
Yeah.
And they it's a bit like Inner Space with Dennis Quaid. They shrunk down a spaceship and injected it into the bloodstream of a person. So I'm saying...
I mean, why don't you do that? You could be shrunk down... And injected into, I mean, you no need to go into the bloodstream. Just go straight up there.
Doesn't need to be shrunk too much, to be honest. He's edging on the right sort of, sort of height for this.
Very,
thing,
very funny, everyone. But no, listen to my point, right? So, Fantastic Journey, right? You've got Donald Pleasance, he's dead, but Dennis Quaid's alive, so we'll get him from the remake, right? And you shrink it down, a spaceship, you put in examiners, and you send that into the fluid. Of the in the womb, the womb fluid that there is, right? And you could give a fetus an exam then, couldn't you?
I mean, I think that there are probably some people in the Department of Education that would think that that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I think you should probably give them a call actually, because you know, let's be honest, it would probably make teachers' jobs a lot easier because we'll have all this data from pre-birth. all the way into primary school that we'll have. It'll be great.
See how helpful I am. Yeah.
And also, also one of my favourite facts, Rebecca, from when I was a child, mum and dad took me to the Black Country Museum in Dudley, right, which taught you about the Industrial Revolution and how goods and products were moved around the country before the railways, right? So, and I learned that you could, the way that barges worked, they were pulled by horses, of course.
Yeah.
And the way that they got down the canals and through the tunnels was by, they let the horses walk over the top, and the bargemen would lie on their backs on the barges and walk the canal, the barges through the tunnels. Yeah. Right? And that's technically, you could teach a child that as it came out, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, and then you'd have children working all over the place. It'd be great.
Yeah, because there's a birth canal.
Yeah.
It's like a tunnel, isn't it, Dave? That's those Cardiff students. And you could, and then you're walking, the child walking out of the birth canal.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably some environmentalists that would really go for that idea too, to be honest.
I haven't thought it through, but, you know, I'm starting a debate, and that's what you do, isn't it, on the radio? Rebecca, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. It was an absolute pleasure. That is Rebecca. She's an education expert from West Acton. I've got to say, by the way, it's in case you were wondering, it's Some Request Friday.
Yep.
Yes!
Hello!
If you are a regular listener, you'll know that on a Friday we do take requests, because we copied it from Simon Mayo on Radio 2. He does requests on Friday because it's a lazy way of broadcasting. And so, but we can't call it All Request Friday like he does. We have to call it Some Request Friday, because of legal reasons.
Yeah.
But it's a talk radio station. You can request speeches or talks. That's the point. Okay? Are we doing one now?
Yeah.
Absolutely
first
fine.
One, please,
good. Well, okay. Well, this has come in then. If you want a request, by the way, you want to request a speech. It might mean a lot to you. I don't know. Maybe you just want to shout out with a speech.
Just a good talk along.
Speech. Yeah, just what your favourite. For a Friday. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
Friday vibe, isn't it? This has come in. Hi there, John. I'm heading down to my mum's for the weekend driving. I was just wondering if you could play me John F. Kennedy's We Chose to Go to the Moon speech. That he did. It was a, you remember.
Big speech.
Yeah, wasn't it? 12th of September 1962, John, you remember it?
Yeah.
My mum used to play it for me when I was a kid to get me to sleep. So, and I'd love to hear it, and I'm going to see my mum, and it's certainly our favourite, and we love to mouth along to it together.
Yes. You've got the radio on in the office, just turn it up now, and just everyone will have a little talk along to this.
Absolutely,
they?
Brilliant. So Friday as well. So here you go, especially for you, this is from, who's it from? Ryan. This is for you, it's John F. Kennedy's We Chose to Go to the Moon speech.
For the eyes of the world now look into space, to the moon and to the planets beyond. And we have vowed that we shall not see it governed by a hostile flag of conquest, but by a banner of freedom and peace. We have vowed that we shall not see space filled with weapons of mass destruction, but with instruments of knowledge and understanding. Yet the vows of this nation can only be fulfilled if we in this nation are first, and therefore we intend to be first. Our leadership in science and industry, our hopes for peace and security, our obligations to ourselves as well as others, all require us to make this effort to solve these mysteries, to solve them for the good of all men, and to become the world's leading spacefaring nation.
Yeah,
That's especially for Ryan this afternoon. He's heading down to his mum's for the weekend, and that's a thing they share. They love that speech. That's 1962, John F. Kennedy's We Chose to Go to the Moon speech. If you've got a request for talk radio for Friday afternoon, it's Some Request Friday, then let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can also use Twitter at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Just after 1:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk radio.
Pressure's mounting on David Cameron after it took him days to admit he did invest in an offshore fund. The Prime Minister admitted he made a profit on shares in a scheme set up by his late father. Mr Cameron insists he'll publish his tax returns to show everything is above board. Labour's John Mann says the PM should resign, though, particularly because of his comments when it emerged Jimmy Carr used a tax avoidance scheme.
He attacked Jimmy Carr. How can he possibly stay as Prime Minister, having attacked a mere comedian, mere in terms of, you know, the running of the country? The British Prime Minister was doing the same thing. Hypocrisy, lack of transparency. Cameron needs to go now.
A mother's been found guilty of cruelty over the death of her 21-month-old daughter. Catherine Smith's partner, Matthew Rigby, was also found guilty of causing or allowing Aisha's death in Burton-on-Trent in 2014. Scotland Yard says it will take some time to identify the human remains found in the search for a missing Metropolitan Police officer. Gordon Semple was last seen around a week ago. A 49-year-old is being questioned on suspicion of murder. 10 members of a child sex gang in Rochdale in jail for up to 25 years each. The victim was 14 when she was groomed by a large number of men in the town. The Pope has reiterated the Catholic faith still won't accept gay marriage. He used a speech at the Vatican to outline a more compassionate approach on some family issues. The pontiff said cohabiting couples should be welcomed and divorced people who remarry shouldn't be cast out into the cold. And the company which runs Brighton Pier is being sold for £18 million. It means the famous structure will be owned by a group which runs theme bars across the UK. The weather, sunny spells and isolated showers, especially in eastern areas, turning cloudy in the west with a band of rain arriving later, highs of 13 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. That was marvellous.
That's all right.
Good. 1:35 it is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ian Lee on from 10 tonight. Very well worth listening to as well. It is. Today, right, here's the thing, right? So you've probably seen this in the news and on Twitter and things. By the way, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. I'm not quite sure of the rules on this. But anyway, here we go.
What are you going to do?
Okay, fine. Well, no, because...
Okay.
Right, there's an injunction.
Okay.
Right, so, I don't know whether you've seen this, right? So there's an injunction in place regarding a celebrity or two.
Which ones?
Almost. Anyway. Right, that we can't... We can't name them, right?
Absolutely not.
Now, this is what I don't understand. So the celebrities have been named in America now, but because we're in Britain, I can't name them. Is that the thing?
Correct. John.
Because of an injunction.
Yes.
But given the modern world we live in and Twitter and social media and all the rest of it,
Everyone
knows who they are.
No, they don't.
So what they do. So why can't I just say who it is?
Nope.
Because everyone knows anyway.
Injunction, mate.
Yeah, but...
Can't say a thing. Don't. Well, I mean, you can.
What if I go to America and say it from there?
If you get to America before 4 o'clock, I'll allow you to say it.
What if I do it? What if I phone America?
No.
What and then route the call back here, and then just say it. I mean, everyone knows who it is, isn't it?
What if he does it in an American accent?
Yes.
Well, you know he can't do accents, so.
Oh, that's true.
I get it, Birmingham accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What do I got? Name of the celebrity injunction.
Birmingham, Alabama, is that?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Good accent. No, you can't say it. Sorry. You can't. Them's the rules. And as you know, I'm very...
Who made these rules?
The legal...
We all know who it is, don't we, though?
The laws.
Everyone knows who it is now.
Nope.
Well, it's today's texting.
I'm going to censor all the texts.
Guess
that we can't
who
say.
Is the 87222?
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like, but as long as it's not the names of celebrities.
Just write down who you think the celebrity is. Celebrities are, right? And we'll see if anyone gets it right. Because everyone knows.
Okay.
And just send them in. We'll play Celebrity Injunction Roulette. Right, and just that's what we do this afternoon.
Okay,
I'm going to write you down this paper because do you know who he is? I'm going to write it down on this bit of paper.
Okay,
it's this person.
Is The cameras are on.
They are, it's fine. It's that person.
Don't put it down.
It's that person.
Put it down.
What? I just hold up the name.
Put it down.
There aren't any cameras in here, are there?
Oh, yeah, they're gone. Where are they?
Oh, there's one. There's a lit one. I'm going to hold it up to the camera.
No, don't do that.
Stop it.
I think
that's just going to security downstairs. Not like a webcam. Anyway, it's that person, isn't it?
No comment, John. Injunction.
It is, though. So, 87222 to guess the celebrities on the injunction.
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter.
Start your message. A couple have come in on the text already.
Excellent.
Is Simon says, is it... I'll show you the screen. Is it that person?
I couldn't possibly say there's an injunction. But no.
Ian Lee's just tweeted us.
What is he saying?
Hi, John Holmes. Can you DM me the names? I don't know.
Yes, Ian, I can, and I'll do it. I'll do it right now.
No, we can't, Ian.
I can DM the names.
No,
that's just like sending it. Anyway, celebrity injunction guesswork this afternoon on Talk Radio. However, there is the small matter of headline hijack. Of course, made up news stories, please. We like them. You can start sending them in now. In the news at 2 o'clock, Victoria will say words. Some of them will be true because it's the news. However, some of the words won't be true. They'll be made up by you. That's how headline hijack works. It's there to confuse the people who don't listen to this bit of the programme and who get back to their desk or whatever at 2 o'clock. Make up the news. Send it to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
What have you got, Cornelius? What have you got? What have you just come in there?
There's some very funny tweets coming in.
Yeah, I can see that.
according to Jane, due to public demand, a new radio station will launch at the end of this month. Karaoke FM will see its presenters sing along to the music they're playing.
That sounds rubbish. Following the Gherkin and the walkie-talkie in London, the next London skyscraper to be built, they're building it now, will be called the knee-length sock. It's in the shape of a knee-length sock. So it starts...
Interesting architecture.
Yeah, it goes up wide at the top. And yeah, Dave?
Yeah, this one's from Dan. He says, David Cameron has announced that he'll be spending £9 million of taxpayers' money on printing a leaflet apologising for benefiting from an offshore trust fund.
Excellent, good. Keep those coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We know, yes. We don't need to keep saying it. We know that now, don't we?
Yeah, but you've got into a habit of saying the number and then just looking at one of us until we say it, so fine. I don't think you can physically carry on talking until one of us says it. Which is good. It's genuinely the only time in your broadcasting career that I've known you, which has been a long time, where you're adhering to the terms and conditions of a radio station. You're always supposed to say things like that, and you never do.
Yeah, but you'll notice I've never said how much it costs, which is the other thing you're supposed to do, but I never have, because it's an outrageous amount of money. We do Lonely Lunch Club, we'll do it after the ads. Come on, produce something.
Do it after the ads, John.
Fine. 1:42, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, his advert.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. If you're quick, all new season spring collection sofas are half price, available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. Savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, not percent EPR representative.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Now at TradePoint, we've got new lower prices on toilets, basins and taps from top trade brands including Ideal Standard, Cook & Lewis and Plumshaw. Stocked in volume, in store. With our great range of bathrooms, we've got the full package to save you time and money. So, why go anywhere else? Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade up.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Starting on the northbound side of the M5 through Somerset, still very slow following an accident between Junction 24 at Bridgewater and Junction 3 at Bridgewater North. The A39 turn queue starts at Junction 25 at Taunton. Like I say, all lanes have reopened, but congestion not helped by holiday traffic. Hertfordshire's northbound side of the A1, one lane down due to a breakdown at Junction 4 for Hertford. And the eastbound side of the York Bypass, the A64, road completely shut due to a serious accident near to the Grimstone Bar interchange. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So, good afternoon to you if you're joining us. Do keep your guesses as to who the celebrities involved in the injunction are coming in. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Same message, right?
Lonely Lunch Club is where we find ourselves now, and this is how that works. If you are lunching alone for whatever reason, you might be at work, you might be at home, doesn't matter where you are, but if you are lunching alone, allow us to be your virtual colleague and indeed friend. Chit chat, that's all it is. Chit chat, isn't it? You're probably sitting there wishing you were chitting and chat. That's chitting, by the way, and chatting, and no one to do it with. That's where we come in, because we role play the role of your colleague or friend. It's Lonely Lunch Club. That's how it works. On the phone today, she's lonely. She's called Eleanor. Hello, Eleanor.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you? How are you, Eleanor?
I'm good. Not doing much at the moment.
Not doing much at the moment. Why not? What are you doing? What are you doing? I dropped a pen. I just went,
well, no, really, just revising for my exams. Actually,
revising for. Oh well, we talked about learning earlier, didn't we? So, yeah. What exams are you taking, Eleanor?
Well, I've got my law exams coming up in a month's time.
Law exams. Law exams. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's quite difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. It involves a lot of writing.
Is the reason that you're lunching alone because you are a lawyer, or going to be, and no one likes lawyers?
Sort of. Well, you see, the thing is, I go with my friends, I might get run over by a bus. You know, there's the old lawyer joke about, what do you call like a bus full of lawyers that go over a cliff?
Yes.
A good start.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
No, that is good.
No.
Eleanor, so what are you having for lunch? Let's establish that before we do role-playing.
Just a very big book full of cases.
Oh, sorry, a very big duck.
A book.
Oh, you're not actually eating lunch there. You're not eating anything. Just...
Well, it's quite difficult to digest, so I'm holding off for now.
That's good food analogy. Well, listen, here's how it works. As you know, because you're alone, and we now role-play and chit-chat about whatever the hell you want to chit-chat about. So, you know, any subject you like. I mean, weather, holidays, law is fine if you want to just chat that, but you might want a bit of time off because it's lunchtime. I don't know. What would you like us to indulge in?
Well, I'm not sure. Right now, I'm just really enjoying the fallout from the Panama Papers scandal.
Panama Papers. Right, okay, this is right.
Oh, yeah.
Fine, right,
yeah.
Good.
I wonder if it's been discussed before on the show.
Yeah, well, I don't know. 2 days ago, we had an interview, the interview that everyone wanted, with David Cameron's dead dad. And he was on the phone from heaven, or hell. That'll be available on the podcast, by the way, if you missed it. We can chit chat that if you want to chat. Yeah, I mean that's a workplace thing, isn't it? Yeah, let's do that. Okay, here we go. Hi, Eleanor.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
You look very busy. Look at those law books you've got there. Good Lord.
Yeah.
I just wondered what you thought of the Panama Papers. What do you think of that?
Well, I thought it's almost some sort of poetic justice, really.
Yeah.
that time that, yeah, something finally found out about all that.
What sort of...
Although, you know, everyone sort of knew, I guess.
What sort of... You say it's poetic justice. What sort of poem would you apply to it? I mean, a sonnet?
Sonnets? Maybe not as, like, structured as a sonnet, more like one of those massive epics.
Oh, like...
That goes on and on and on.
Like Beowulf.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sort of old Anglo-Saxon poetry.
Exactly, except yeah. It goes on for, like, 11 million lines.
Yeah. Or 11.5 million lines, because that would tie in with the amount of papers there were in the Panama leak, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Sorry.
What do you think?
0.5.
What do you think of... if you were going to apply a poem to it, I mean, T.S. Eliot's Wasteland?
Perhaps, yeah. It is a wasteland, really.
Panama? That's rude. It's lovely.
It's racist.
Yeah.
Been racist to Panama. I think we've covered that now.
Yeah,
We've done the banter on the Panama Papers. What else would you like to chat about, Eleanor?
Recent movies.
Which good, very strong, good topic. We've got a film reviewer coming up as well today, by the way.
It's
Work Experience Pundit film review day. What film? What do you want to chat about? What film? Let's chat film. Let's do it. Let's go.
Well, friends and I recently went out to see Batman v Superman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
To be honest, not very good. We sort of went into it with the knowledge that we probably wouldn't find very good, so we just bought a lot of popcorn to throw at the screen.
Yeah, popcorn, yeah.
You threw it at the screen?
Well, tried to. Sort of picked it up afterwards.
Right. Well, that's film's done, so anything else? What you do for the weekend?
Oh, weekend. I don't do very much. I go out debating. I don't have a life as such.
Yeah. Why you're lunching alone, isn't it?
Exactly.
Are you on a dating app?
No.
Would you like to kiss a boy who was taught to kiss by his own mother? I'm talking about Cornelius here.
It's not true, Eleanor.
Who was taught to French kiss by his own mother.
He is doing a lie.
I'm not.
You are lying.
I'm
about
not lying
that.
About
it's,
that.
It's a lie.
I'm not lying.
Slanderous.
No.
I'm starting to feel this might devolve into a game of truth or dare now.
How would I go about suing
learning
John?
Learning to kiss.
How would I go about suing
good,
John
law,
for libel?
Law question. Very good. Strong.
A law question. No, God.
How would he go about suing me?
Suing you?
Yeah,
well,
for libel.
Well, first, libel?
Yeah, he just libeled me. He said, my mum teaches me to French kiss, which isn't true.
It's true.
Well, first, you have to prove that is untrue.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Well, your mum would have to kiss you in court, and then we'd all have to decide whether she'd done it before. That's how the law works!
Is that right, Eleanor?
Well, probably not. Lie detector, maybe?
Eleanor, I've got another question, right? Dave will like this, right?
Yeah.
Right, there's an injunction.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
On celebrities that we can't name. Don't say any names.
Right.
But how does it work that you can say in America who they are, apparently, but you can't say it in Britain? What's that about?
Well,
Don't name anyone. Don't name anyone.
Yeah. Is it like the...
Don't name anyone.
Okay, it's a super injunction, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just because the ruling here doesn't apply to America. It's just a matter of jurisdiction.
Right.
Probably.
So if I went to America now...
Yes.
...and said it out loud, who the people are...
Stop it. Stop it immediately. Yeah.
It would probably be fine.
See, it's fine. That's the law. She's a lawyer, Dave.
Well, if the lawyer says it's fine, don't do it.
Okay, fine.
Don't take my word for it.
Typical lawyer.
Is that what you say at the end of all your legal briefings?
Eleanor, thank you for talking to us. I hope we've improved your lonely lunch.
thank you very much.
Yeah, fine, I'll take that as a yes. Good, that is Eleanor. If you'd like to, you know, chat about anything, frankly, if you'd like to be a member of the Lonely Lunch Club, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Excellent. Thank you very much. 154, still to come on the programme today, the Work Experience Pundit. We have film today. We're doing films today, Work Experience Punditry. Yep. We will be chatting to the film director, Gavin Hood, who has just made the film Eye in the Sky, which is coming out. So he's going to be talking to us live in about 20 minutes' time, I would suggest. But however, the news. You know the news?
Just say I think I've met him once, yeah.
Fine. You're thinking of Huey Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
But the news is very complicated, isn't it?
No, yeah. I can't get my head around
it. I know, but this is for you. Because on this programme, we simplify the news and we play the news. We talk about the news in simple terms. And we do it through the art of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Britain's Got Talent, starting again tomorrow. Please, God, help us all.
The news in haikus. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. Hello. Hi, I'm John Holmes. Yeah, so Gavin Hood, director of Eye in the Sky, will be joining us live in around 20 minutes' time. That's to come on the programme, Work Experience Punditry. We're talking film in that as well. It's quite filmy, isn't it? Mm. I'll be naming the celebrities in the injunction.
No, you won't. No, Dave's not here to tell you not to do it.
I know, he's just walked out of here, that's why I'm going to do it.
Don't do it.
Stop
it!
It's back. The celebrities involved in the injunction that you've been hearing about, that we're not allowed to say the name of, before 4 o'clock, I will name them. But here's how I'm going to do it. Their names will crop up.
No. This is not true.
In the next...
No, it won't.
They will, but out
Stop
of context.
It.
So their names will crop up.
Don't make me do the Fern Holmes trail. I'll just play it randomly to annoy you.
Don't do that. They will crop up out of context and separate and probably hours apart.
Well, they won't be separate now you've said that.
Yeah, but you're going to have to work hard to piece it all together, aren't I? I mean, if I say the names randomly, right, throughout the show, but individually spread about, then that's not breaking the injunction. That's just words. Anyway, it's 1:57. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New and used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No?
That's because our used cars are as good as new, with a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included. Now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers, 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply, subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box, broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months, then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer, terms apply.
Van Buster, now on. Green feather edge boards, just £6 a pack. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint members only. TradePoint!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. Still to come on the programme then, the film director Gavin Hood will be joining us to talk about his new film, Eye in the Sky. That'll be happening around 20 minutes time. There will be work experience punditry as we review films with a work experience. The reason? Simply because we don't have to pay them. It's 1 o'clock, just about, anyway. Talk Radio, Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, calls for David Cameron to resign, a stepdad's been found guilty over a toddler's death, and Trump's Hollywood star will stay.
Talk Radio.
Pressure is mounting on the Prime Minister after he admitted making profits from offshore shares. He insists he's paid all proper taxes, but Green MP Caroline Lucas calls his response shady. The Labour MP for Bassett Law, John Mann, says he should go.
He failed to declare the interest. He hasn't been honest with the British people. He hasn't been honest with Parliament. It's very straightforward. A Prime Minister who can't be honest with the British people and with Parliament needs to resign. Cameron needs to resign immediately.
A stepfather has been found guilty of causing or allowing the death of a toddler in Staffordshire. Aisha Jane Smith was 21 months old when she died at her home in Burton-upon-Trent in 2014. Prosecutors say she was stamped to death. 22-year-old Matthew Rigby was cleared of murder, but a jury is still considering if the child's mother, Catherine Smith, who's 23, is guilty of that. Sky's Fraser Maud says Aisha was known to social services.
She spent her whole short and troubled life within the sphere of social services and, indeed, at times, the police, who were called to various domestic disturbances at the property.
The brother of a missing police officer has paid tribute after remains were found at a flat in South London. A 49-year-old man's being questioned on suspicion of murdering PC Gordon Semple. The Pope has issued new guidance on sex and marriage, telling Catholics to use their conscience rather than strict rules. But he's reiterated the Church's opposition to gay marriage. Uber has agreed to pay around £7 million to settle a legal dispute in California over background checks on its drivers. The ride-sharing service had been accused and making them sound more thorough than they actually are. The company did not admit to doing anything wrong, but says it will no longer describe its driver checks as the gold standard. Officials are denying rumours that Donald Trump's star will be removed from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Spit, rude signs and even dog poo have been left on the star, which was laid in 2007. The Republican US presidential hopeful is still dividing opinions.
That's not necessary. It accomplishes nothing. Just makes somebody have to clean them off and that's it. But that's the good part of America, though. There's freedom of speech and a lot of freedom here.
It's like he's got that coming to him. Like, that's what he deserves.
Dog poo.
Correct.
On Donald Trump's star.
Correct.
I love your stories.
Thanks.
Great.
They're true, Cornelius, by the way.
No, I still think you make it up.
Good. Is there anything else?
The weather.
Go on then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells and isolated showers, especially in eastern areas. Turning cloudy in the west with a band of rain arriving later. Today's high, 13 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England midfielder Jordan Henderson could miss Euro 2016 after suffering a knee injury in Liverpool's 1-1 draw with Borussia Dortmund last night. Wow. He left the ground in Germany on crutches and will have a scan today. Manchester City boss Manuel Pellegrini insists his players are focused on a top four Premier League finish. They take on West Brom in tomorrow's late kickoff, which you can hear live over on Talk Sports. The game falls just 3 days before their Champions League quarter-final second leg with Paris Saint-Germain. On to golf, and Jordan Spieth says his opening round at the Masters was one of the best he's ever shot.
Best.
The defending champion leads by 2 on 6 under par. Rory McIlroy's confidence of a better second round today. He carded 2 under yesterday, putting him 4 shots behind the leader. Finally, on to boxing, and Olympic champion Anthony Joshua weighed in 1 pound lighter than his opponent, American Charles Martin, ahead of tomorrow's IBF heavyweight clash.
Flap it up.
Joshua registered 17 stone 6 on the scales. Meanwhile, Britain's Tyson Fury, who holds the WBA and WBO versions, will face Vladimir Klitschko in a rematch on the 9th of July in Manchester. Fury, of course, caused an upset last year by beating Klitschko in Germany. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Excellent.
And finally, the UK Mathematics Board has put forward a motion to rename the number 6 as it's too close to the word sex. The action comes off the back of a request by Mumsnet, who say they're concerned about primary school children learning the incorrect pronunciation of the number.
Thank you, Victoria. It's 4 minutes past 2.
Talk Radio.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Hurl. It was a miracle. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right, then. Good afternoon to you. It is 4 minutes past 2 o'clock. Hello, I am John Holmes. Still to come on the programme. These things. Condescending. A man called Con.
Hello.
Will be travelling downwards through the building in a lift, reading out the haters' texts and tweets as he does so. That is condescending. That's what that is. Also, the end of the week quiz. It's where we test your brand loyalty to Talk Radio Afternoons with some bits that have happened over the previous 5 days. Test your brand loyalty. You can, if you want to play, you can register now if you like. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use at Talk Radio.
Start your message with every dirty word you like.
And before 4 o'clock, I will be naming the celebrities involved in the injunction.
Small talk, small print might not be naming the celebrities.
We'll be naming
definitely,
the celebrities.
Definitely won't be naming the celebrities.
Apparently, I've just had a text, by the way, Dave, that says...
don't read it out.
No. It says the injunction also doesn't apply in Scotland.
Okay. You still think you can get to Scotland by then, do you? By 4 p.m.
No, but if I do it in a Scottish accent. No.
You can't do accents.
What? I'll name the celebrities.
He said Scottish accent.
That was Scottish. No. Oh, hi, the new. I'm going to name the celebrities.
I don't know if this is a sentence I'll ever say again on the radio, but that accent isn't good enough to break the law.
6 minutes past two. Hello, it is Talk Radio. Brings us neatly to, well, untidily if I'm honest, to this afternoon's work experience punditry. This is how it works. We road test the next generation of critics and pundits. If you've seen the television or heard the radio or even read a newspaper, you'll know that it's full of people reviewing things, isn't it? And saying things about the thing. Full of it, isn't
brimming.
It?
Brimming.
Over the... frothing. Yeah. With critics is what it is, but so are we. We are frothing with critics, but the... it's a weird sentence, isn't it?
Yeah,
but
very
the
weird.
Unique twist of it is that it is somebody who is new to it. It's work experience punditry, and the reason we do it is... Yes, because we're road testing the next generation, but also we don't have to pay them. welcome... person whose name is
Barry.
Barry, hello, Barry.
Hiya.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. What do you do, Barry?
I'm a student.
Of course you are.
That happens to also be at King's College London.
King's College London.
King's College London.
A work experience pundit from King's College London.
Yeah,
it's almost
yeah.
like we had a direct line to them.
Yeah, it's almost like we just asked them to bring a mate along for the next day.
Isn't it weird? So, Barry, what do you do at King's College London?
I study music.
Music?
Yes.
So that's fitting because you're reviewing film. Right.
Well, there you go.
Fine. Right, so yeah, you're our film reviewer then.
Yeah.
Good. Well, review some film.
Well then, the first film we're going to talk about is Eddie the Eagle.
Yes.
So, Eddie the Eagle, you might have known him from the Winter Olympics, and he was Britain's
you
first...
You don't remember that, do you?
I mean, I know him personally from what I like to think of him as the winner of Splash, the diving show.
And that's what the film is about.
Exactly.
The film, yeah.
I wish. There might be a sequel. There might be a sequel. You never know.
Okay.
But this happens to be about the Winter Olympics, and he was Britain's first and only ski jumper.
Yes.
So it's the story of him starting out wanting to be an Olympian of some sort, wants to do skiing, then decides to want to do ski jumping, and everyone says to him, you can't do it, you can't. But he decides, nope, I can. I'm going to do it. And then he goes off to the Olympics, and he competes. And then he doesn't win, but he gives it a go.
Oh,
basically.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, it's based on the true story, so there you
have
go.
Have we got a clip? Are we clipping this?
There's a clip, John, of this.
Let's have a clip of this.
I just thought we could have a little chat about me being an Olympic ski jumper.
You got more chance of being a ballerina than a jumper.
Good one. It's just after a few tips, really.
Give up. There's one for free.
Petra told me you used to jump for America.
Petra has a lot of stories, man.
She gave me this book, actually, by your old coach, Warren Sharp.
For as long as I can remember, it has been my ambition to become an Olympian.
What?
Olympics. Britain doesn't have a ski jumping team, so I was thinking...
Okay. Now I know you're crazy.
Yeah.
Look, I know we didn't get off to the best of starts, yeah, but right. You shouldn't be fixing rust buckets. You should be coaching.
Classic 1972 Trans Am, man.
I'm just saying, if I had your pedigree and experience...
Well, you know, I'm busy.
Okay. I've plateaued. Without your help, I don't think I'm going to get any better.
Really? Okay. Well, then you won't get any better.
Right. I'll come back later.
Don't. What a lunatic.
It's got Wolverine in it.
It does.
It's got Wolverine.
Did that clip have Hugh Jackman in?
It does have Hugh Jackman.
It doesn't sound anything like Hugh
Jackman.
Exactly. How did I recognise him then? That sounded like Hugh Jackman to me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's like, I'm Hugh Jackman.
I'm thinking I'm getting confused with... Is he playing Eddie the Eagle?
No, I wish. Okay. That would be incredible.
Well, I can't see the film when we do that. It's very difficult.
So he plays the coach of Eddie the Eagle, and he's at the, what was great about him is that when you see Hugh Jackman in interviews, he's quite blunt, but he's exactly like that in the film, so it's almost as if you're seeing him just being himself, really.
Yes, I'm going to name drop now.
Oh, here we go.
Watch this, right? I've interviewed Hugh Jackman quite a few times. I know.
There you go.
That's right, Barry, be impressed. Right, and I've worked with him on a couple of things, right? Right, and I will be honest with you about Hugh Jackman. Nicest person you'll ever meet. And aww. I don't say that about many people, because I've met Julie Hartley Brewer. But I honestly tell you now that Hugh Jackman is one of the nicest... And you're absolutely right, Barry, he's just like that. Mm. It's like he's not acting, he's just being Hugh Jackman.
Definitely.
Yeah, apart from the adamantium spine... bone thing that he has in Wolverine. Is he? I mean, he's good in the film?
He is very good. And the chemistry between him and the guy who plays Eddie, Taron Egerton, who you might have seen him in Kingsman: The Secret Service.
Yes, which I loved as a film. And I think this is quite an odd choice for him to do next.
Really?
What's his name?
Taron Egerton.
Him, yes. So Kingsman, obviously, he sort of set himself up as a sort of action hero kind of vibe, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it was very exciting. Have you seen Kingsman?
No.
Okay. Anyway, it's good. But I thought this was quite an odd thing to... Initially, I thought that's an odd thing to do, because it's not the way I would have thought he would have chosen to go.
Yeah.
So I imagine he had a lot of offers for action and all this kind of thing. But he's chosen quite a parochial sort of British...
His career's going downhill.
That skiing job.
Yeah, it's a skiing job. Yeah. That's good. Come on.
He's going down here, but then he's lifting up.
Yeah, it is. So he'll get another action
at the end.
An American one, yeah, maybe.
It's like a slalom of choices. What did you make of it?
It's great. I mean, it's one of those kind of like inspirational sports films. Do you know Cool Runnings and that? It's very similar.
Yes.
Very similar. I mean, coincidence that the same year that Eddie was in the Olympics, it was the same year as the Jamaican bobsled team. I mean, a bit of a coincidence, you know, but it's got those cliches of like the underdog going to do well, but he doesn't in the end. But I mean, it has got those cliches, but it is still... A very good, very feel-good film.
You say he didn't do well, but he was in Splash.
He was in Splash, and there might be a sequel.
And now there's a film about
it. Who would play Vernon Kay in the sequel?
I mean...
Interesting, yeah. Who would play Vernon Kay?
Good question.
He's not involved in the...
Nope.
Okay, fine. He's not one of the Injunction ones, right? We're allowed to say Vernon Kay.
Well, I can't tell you yes or no.
I think that's who'd play.
I think he would. Yeah.
Stop writing those names on a piece of paper.
just stay with us, Barry, if you'd be so kind, because I know you've got more films to talk about. I don't know whether you know Barry, because I know you listen to the show all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Some Request Friday.
Oh.
Yes. And what we do on Some Request Friday, because music radio stations, they have requests, don't they? People, dedication.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
People go, oh, play me a thing. Right, and they do that, but we can't because we're a talk radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is get people perfectly reasonable for shout-outs, but speeches. talk that mean a lot to them. And,
right.
And there are so many coming in. So if you do have a speech or a talk that means a lot to you, maybe it's a wedding anniversary, maybe you had your first dance to Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Whatever it is, do get in touch with the show, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
And request a speech on some request Friday. This has just come in from Super Taxi on the Twitter. It just says, John, please can you play anything by Gordon Brown?
Of course we can.
Oh, I know. Absolutely right. So if you do know this, and this is one of his big hits, actually.
Yeah.
So if you know this speech by Gordon Brown, feel free to just sing along with it. You'll know if people are listening to talk radio, because in the car next to you, people will be mouthing along with windows down, Friday vibe, going, yo, it's the Gordon Brown speech in Fife on Scottish devolution pledges. Here it is, especially for you, Super Taxi.
The promises that were made last week about change, about the delivery of further devolution, must be, and I believe and will ensure, will be delivered. Immediately after the referendum, in discussions with the leaders of the parties, lock-in measure one, if you like, was taken. A resolution that is issued today was submitted, that will be placed in the House of Commons on Monday. And that resolution is signed by all three leaders of the major political parties, the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, and the Leader of the Opposition, Ed Miliband. And I have signed that resolution as well, the four of us. And we have set down a timetable that is absolutely clear, that a command paper will be published by the end of October, that the heads of agreement between the parties on further devolution will come in November, and that the draft legislation, the laws that will form the Scotland Bill and eventually the Scotland Act, will be ready by the end of January. If you like, by St Andrew's Day, the heads of agreement, by Burns Day, the laws that we will then enact for the future of the country.
This is the
and I want to give people
bit.
In Scotland an assurance that when they were told 2 weeks ago that there would be delivery after Decision Day, that delivery has started and will continue, and
the
people
words.
Should be assured that it is being monitored, scrutinised, and the eyes of me, but the eyes of all of us, are upon it. There could be no bedroom tax ever imposed on Scotland.
That's
again.
It. No bedroom tax ever imposed on Scotland.
Honestly,
that gets stuck in my head.
Oh, it's, yeah. It, well, it's the hook. Isn't it? It's the hook
earworm,
of the speech.
It's an earworm.
Yes, yeah. And if you've got a speech that's just, you can't get, it's just an earworm.
Yeah, it's an earworm.
It's just an earworm.
Send us your earworm.
It's just an earworm.
Just an earworm.
Just an earworm. Send us your requests for some request Friday on Talk Radio, where we play speeches by request. That's for a Super Taxi who just said, can you play me anything by Gordon Brown? That's especially for you. That was Gordon Brown's speech in Fife on Scottish devolution pledges. He's in Scotland, where there isn't an injunction, apparently, about the celebrities that have an injunction.
Move on.
Someone's just said, Gary's just been in touch and said, I'm in Scotland and I am Scottish. Can I name them?
You can say it out loud in the comfort of your own home.
What if he phoned in and said them?
No.
He's in Scotland, though.
Yeah, but we're broadcasting to the United Kingdom.
Well, when the stream works.
Sometimes we're broadcasting to the United Kingdom.
Why don't we, if we turned off the England bit and just left the Scotland bit, could we then do it?
I do have those three switches in front of me, actually.
If you're just joining us, by the way, there is an injunction, you may be aware of it, in the news, where some celebrities have done a thing, but we can't name the celebrities because of an injunction, but they've been named in America because the injunction doesn't count there. So everyone knows who it is, but Dave won't let me say the names here.
Absolutely.
Even though everyone knows who it is. But now we learn it doesn't apply in Scotland either. So what I'm saying is, if we turn off the England bit, and I just say the names in Scotland, is that all right?
No.
We'll talk about this off air. It's 18 minutes past two. We're back with Barry and film reviews, work experience punditry next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke,
You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price. From just £12,075.
The Nissan April Used Car Event. From the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
This little piggy went to Asda. This little piggy chose Newborn. This little piggy chose Supreme Protection. And this little piggy chose Peppa Pig First Pants. But all the little piggies got 3 packs of Little Angels nappies for just £10 and cried wee, wee, wee all the way home. Asda, save money, live better.
Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Other sizes available. £3.75 each.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the northbound side of the M6 through Cheshire, 2 lanes closed due to a three-vehicle accident between 17 at Sandbach and 18 for the A54 at Holmes Chapel. Congestion back towards Keel Services, which is between 15 and 16 respectively. Northbound side of the M1 in Leicestershire, 2 lanes blocked due to an accident between 23A at the A42 and 24A for East Midlands Airport. And finally, through Northamptonshire, the southbound side of the M1 is partially blocked due to an accident around junction 15 for Northampton at the A45 and the A508. I'm Stephen Beach.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Weekday mornings from 10
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer. It's 20 past two, it's Friday afternoon, it's Talk Radio, I am John Holmes. You join us amidst work experience punditry. Today's work experience pundit, we don't have to pay him, is Barry. He's reviewing films. We've already talked about Eddie the Eagle, starring Hugh Jackman and that bloke out of Kingsman. And now we move on to film number two. Barry, what is it?
It is Zootropolis, the brand new film from Disney.
Right, let's have a listen to a clip of it then, shall we?
In the world of Zootropolis, humans never happened. Which makes Zootropolis a modern, civilized world that is entirely animal. Animals in Zootropolis are anthropomorphic. That is just a big fancy word that means they walk around on 2 feet. They do not go to work nude. And they use technology.
Microphone broken there, is it?
Just literally broken. It's just fallen out of it. And you know how I said everything breaks around here? The microphone has literally just fallen out of its holder.
I don't want to hear that.
I mean,
did you want to swap or?
No, it's fine. I'll fix it. Dave's going to take a photo. Right? Look at that. I mean, I know that makes good radio and everything, but really, hang on.
Oh, don't. It's not going to stay. You're going to have to hold it.
Right, I'll hold it. It's fine. Right, so, yeah, get an engineer if you could, Cass. Right, so,
A band from the 70s.
Barry! Yes. Zootropolis.
Right, so, as I said, it's about a whole city called Zootropolis, which is a city made up of animals, large and small, and they all live in perfect harmony and everything.
Yes.
And there's a bunny called Judy who arrives in the city all bushy-tailed, bright-eyed, and wanting to work in the police force. And she starts to work, but in fact she gets put on parking duty, even though she wants to work on like all the big missions. And there's a mission going on that there are some missing mammals going on around the city.
Yes.
And then she meets Nick Fox, who happens to be a fox.
Yep.
He's the suspect in this, although he doesn't think he's done it. So it's basically Disney meets The Godfather, I'm going to call it, in that it's a whodunit, and they've got to find out who the culprit is. And
I've seen this.
Yes.
Yes, because I took children.
Okay.
Right? I have a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old. So I took them to see the film. And they're quite fidgety, Barry, if I'm honest with you.
Right.
And they don't often sit through a film. Because their attention span is low.
Okay.
However, what was interesting about it for me was that there are a lot of adult themes in the film.
Definitely.
But I don't mean in the sense of Toy Story. And you know the films where they do just jokes for the parents?
Yeah.
But it's not that, is it? Because the themes are immigration. And racism.
Yes.
And all these things are in the... that's what it's about. Yet it's a it's a Disney cartoon,
what?
Cornelius. I know.
Disney's gone deep. Disney's gone deep.
But it's... I thought it was brilliant.
No, I did as well.
Because it's funny, but all these things are going on. Yet, obviously, it just looks on the surface like just animals messing about.
Exactly. And, yeah, so it's got all these different themes going on, all these issues, but in fact, it can appeal to families, adults, children.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
I would urge you, even though it's like for kids, I would urge you to go.
Absolutely.
As an adult.
Definitely.
Because it's...
Just
it's
me.
Not you. you won't understand it. It's beyond you. But I think it's got so much going for it in different ways that you know, it's going to find an audience. It can find any audience.
Exactly.
And I really like it. Yeah, I thought it was fun.
And it's so beautifully detailed as well. The animation is fantastic. It's so colourful. It's so rich. And I mean, there are some scenes that I kind of forget what the action... I forget what's going on and just look at what is... Like the picture of it. It's so beautiful to watch and everything. And there's a great cast. There's Jason Bateman. There's Idris Elba,
yes,
J.K. Simmons. Even Shakira. Shakira's acting in a film. I mean, if that doesn't sell it,
yes,
I don't know what does.
I don't even know what a Shakira is. But but I did see that word come up on the screen and thought,
Hips but, don't lie. Wherever, whenever we're meant to be together.
You're chatting me up now. I don't even know what just happened.
I mean... Classic songs.
Whatever. good film. Very good film.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I recommend it. We recommend it.
Absolutely.
So have you got, what else have you got? I know you've got DVD.
DVD is Bridge of Spies this week. The Oscar-nominated, Oscar-winning film, Mark Rylance won the Oscar for that, and it was nominated for Best Picture, Best Screenplay, and it's a Steven Spielberg film starring Mark Rylance, Tom Hanks, and it's a bit more gritty than the last two. It's basically about the story of a lawyer who wants to basically release this captive who's been shot down on this.
It's based on a true story, isn't it?
It is based on a true story. It's based on the Soviet Union.
Yes.
It shot down an American plane on its shores.
That's right. So it was a spy plane.
Yes.
Yes.
And basically, it's a lawyer trying to release the pilot in exchange for Rudolf Appel, who was arrested in the US because of espionage.
That's
and it's
right.
The exchange of that.
Yes.
It's gritty.
I'd say it's classic Spielberg.
Definitely.
You would watch that. If you didn't even know anything about it, you'd put it and you'd go, it's a Steven Spielberg film. And you'd be right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great cast. It's Oscar winning. And it's very dark and gritty. And it's something different compared to the other films that we've mentioned. So, yeah, highly recommended.
And TV movie of the week?
TV films. I mean, it's all about Saturday night. It's a bit of an action-packed night. And you've got two films to choose
from.
Not
in Cornelius's house.
Not in Cornelius's house.
Did you know his mum taught him to French kids?
Stop telling everyone this lie.
I mean...
It's not true.
It is true. He can't get a date, right? And he said to his mum, right, why can't I get a date? And she said, well, have you ever kissed anyone? And he said, no. And then she taught him how to kiss. At a bus stop.
Well.
For 10 minutes.
Well, there you go.
It's not true. None of that is true.
So anyway, action Saturday night.
Action Saturday night. There's two films to choose from. There is Die Hard on Channel 4 at 10 p.m. or there's Fast and Furious 9:20 p.m. on ITV1.
Hang on, Fast and Furious, is that the time or the number of the film it is? Fast and Furious 9:20.
Or the original. I know there is. It's the original, this one.
Okay, fine.
The Vin Diesel one, Paul Walker, action-packed, both of them. So,
well, pick one. I mean, you can't pick both. Come on.
To be honest,
stick your neck out, Harry.
If I'll be honest, I haven't actually seen both.
Which one have you seen?
I've only seen Fast and Furious.
You've never seen Die Hard?
I've never seen Die Hard.
You've got me a film review. You've never seen Die Hard?
I've never seen Die Hard, so... Most of the people in this room have not seen Die Hard.
Me and you. This is unbelievable. Victoria, have you seen Die Hard?
No.
I think so less of you now. Fewer. I think fewer of you. Right, well, right,
we need to remedy this.
Well, in that case, the recommendation.
Show gathering, or we all watch Die Hard.
Forget your recommendation. You can shove that. Because the recommendation is, if you haven't seen Die Hard, watch Die Hard.
I will do.
It's so much better than
Do you know what
we should
do next Friday?
Instead
of the film reviews, we should just get Barry in here, and at 2 o'clock we'll just start Die Hard, and then we'll just watch it. Like, be like a radio goggle box.
Excellent idea. Let's just do that. Yeah.
I'd be game.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Unbelievable.
And you got stopped in the news. You just got to sit in here and watch Die Hard with us.
All right.
Right, now, here's what you have to do to wrap it up.
Right.
Is you have to give a mark out of 10, but not each.
Oh.
Just overall.
Oh, overall.
Yeah. Average.
So all average.
Oh, I'm going to say a solid 7.
7.
Solid.
It's a 7 solid film 7. Week. That is Barry. That was his work experience review. Thank you, by the way.
Thank you very much.
For coming in. We'll see next week.
Yeah.
Fine. Die Hard it is. Right, good. The news is very complicated. It's about to arrive with Victoria. However, ahead of it, just to simplify it slightly, as you'll know, if you are a regular listener, we like to simplify the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Co-op boss asks for his salary to be cut. What an idiot.
The news in haikus. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Some Labour MPs are calling for David Cameron to resign as Prime Minister. It's after he took days to admit he made profits from offshore shares, but the PM insists he has paid all the proper taxes. Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron doesn't think he needs to step down.
I don't think it helps to add to the litany of people that the Labour Party think should resign. I don't think that is the way forward. He has clearly put himself in a position where him and his party are all the more seen now as a government on the side of very few, very wealthy, very powerful people, not, as Ian Duncan Smith rightly said, acting in the national interest.
One Labour MP, John Mann, who campaigns for more tax transparency, has reported Mr Cameron to the Parliamentary Standards Watchdog. A stepfather has been found guilty of causing or allowing the death of a toddler in Staffordshire, while the child's mother's been convicted of cruelty. Prosecutors say Aisha Jane Smith was stamped to death at her family home in Burton-upon-Trent in 2014. Decomposing human remains were discovered after a neighbour alerted Scotland Yard to the smell of death. The body of PC Gordon Semple was found in Southwark yesterday. A 49-year-old has been questioned on suspicion of murder. The Pope says the Catholic Church remains against gay marriage, but the pontiff thinks his institution should be more understanding of modern life and, for example, welcome couples who live together outside marriage. And the top advisor to the government on obesity says people shouldn't be blamed for being overweight. Professor Susan Jebb thinks it's mainly down to genetics and the wide availability of unhealthy snacks. The weather, sunny spells and isolated showers, especially in eastern areas, turning cloudy in the west with a band of rain arriving later. Highs of 13 degrees.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 2:32. Hello, good afternoon. Still to come, we'll be talking to a film director. I'm right?
Yes.
What time are we doing that?
3:20, John.
I thought it was 2:20, which is why I teased ahead to it earlier.
Yeah, I
and
thought
said
that was
20
a bit
minutes.
Premature of you, but I just thought it might be in the habit of that. So,
not the first person to say that. So, 2:33, there's a man called Cornelius.
Yes, there is.
Yes. In a moment, I'm going to send him to a lift.
Yes, you are.
To read out the haters' texts and tweets.
Yes.
As it travels downwards through the building, in a feature we like to call condescending. Ahead of that, though, some reactions coming in. Have we got reactions?
Yes, absolutely. Someone's coming in and says, I love it. But someone else says, well, I hate it.
Okay, excellent. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter. At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
This afternoon as well, we will be naming the celebrities involved in the injunction that there is. But everyone knows it anyway. Everyone knows who they are. If you want to have a guess, if you want to play Celebrity Injunction Bingo, and just have a wild stab at who you think the injunction, who took out the injunction to stop us saying their names about the thing that they did, then yeah, just text it in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or that's all right.
It's done that bit.
Fine, I know, I'm just repeating it, because, you know, that's the thing, isn't it? That's what you have to do. So that's going to happen on the programme before very long. Cornelius?
Yes.
Get thee to a lift. Right, it's 2:34. Cornelius has left the studio, and he's on the way to the lift. So I'm just going to give him some time to get there. And to be honest with you, it's not actually very far for him to go, is it? Because it's just simply walks out of here, walks through the Talk Sport office, walks out of a door. There's a lift on the left. I'm hoping he's going to be. I'm just giving him time to get there, frankly, because it's what we do. With most other people, will ignore the texts and tweets that you get.
Fools.
From the haters. But fools. We embrace it. We say, haters gonna hate.
My haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
It's condescending. That's right. A man in a lift reads out the haters' texts and tweets as it travels downwards through the building. It's all the haters' texts and tweets we've got during the previous week. That's what it is. I think he's probably there. Hello. He's on a thing. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, John.
Yes.
I'm by the lift and I'm just going to go in now.
Excellent.
Okay. This is what's on the radio.
The way that they had everywhere else. And the difference was, when you go on this pitch where there was a little bit of pace...
According to the sign, it's Talk Sport 2.
Fine.
Right, the doors are closing. Here we go. This show is the radio equivalent of Sharknado. That came in on text.
Good.
Channel flicking on the radio and coming across John Holmes is like walking down the road and stepping in dog mark. Thank you.
Nice.
Very classy. Thumbs down emoji.
Oh,
that came in from Adam Brown on Twitter after we interviewed David Cameron's dead dad on the phone. I wish your show was stored offshore. That's coming from Michael. Very, very good. This came in on Twitter. Cornelius sounds like Noel Fielding, except without the wit or the talent.
That's actually true.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that John Holmes on Talk Radio is the reason ISIS hates the West. ISIS predate Talk Radio, so I don't think that is the case. I enjoyed this morning's rail disruptions in the New Cross area more than I enjoyed this tosh on the radio. Thank you to the man who spent the money on that text. Somehow this show fills me with even more hate than Julia Hartley Brewer's.
That's difficult.
And finally, is it me, or does the show sound better when ginger producer Dave isn't there?
Yes!
Back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius. That's Cornelius. He's in a lift. He's in a lift. Reading out the haters' texts and tweets. If you haters, then simply let us know about it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter, of course, because that's where the trolls live, at Talk Radio.
Start your message. Oh. Start your message with any word you flipping like.
Thank you very much. 2:37 now. All right, then.
You right?
Yes, I'm just getting. Obviously, we asked for Tex to play Celebrity Injunction Bingo.
Oh yeah,
and We're getting a lot of guesses in, I have to say.
Quite a lot of these printed out, actually.
Yes, loads printed out. Now, where do we stand on... Because people are guessing. Some of them are right, some of them are wrong.
Yep.
But where do we stand on just reading out the list of names?
We stand nowhere near that, John, is where we stand.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, the ones that are wrong aren't the ones involved in the injunction. So if I just read them out, that's fine, isn't it? Because they're not involved. So why does it matter?
No, because what if we accidentally happen upon another injunction that we don't know about and accidentally break that by saying the name of someone that also has an injunction for something completely different filed?
Well, it's a risk I'm willing to take.
That's not a risk I'm willing to take, John. It's a bit Josh Ridicum, wasn't it?
Cornelius is back.
Hello.
How was the lift?
Yeah, it's good. Victoria from the news is just warming up some soup.
In the lift?
Yeah, no.
So that's weird.
No, she's doing that in the kitchen.
What's happening?
Breaking news.
Fine, good, thanks very much. I've just got a list of names here. Do you want to read some out, Cornelius?
Not the names of the celebrities.
Oh, is that what it is? No, I don't want to read that.
Thought I could fool him there. Thought I could just...
It's interesting to see your name on there.
Well, that's because it's coming to me.
It
would be there because I'm at John Holmes 1 on Twitter, so it would be that, wouldn't it? It's bound to say my name on it because I'm
in the injunction.
I'm not in the injunction.
Because it's Summer Request Friday.
Yes,
we actually had a weird request on Twitter. So I tweeted
what,
a picture.
Song or something.
Well, yeah. Well, I tweeted a picture of you when the microphone broke earlier.
Yes, and people are probably wondering what's happened to that.
Yeah.
A man with a moustache came, an interesting moustache, came in from engineering to fix it, but I had already wedged it back in the gap.
Yeah.
So he looked at it, and he thought was that the microphone had just fallen out of it, the bit that holds the microphone to the...
The holster.
The whole, yeah, that. But actually, the whole thing had collapsed, and he actually genuinely went, oh, I don't think I can fix that, and then walked out again. So, I basically had to spit in a hole...
Chewing gum.
Yeah, and just wedge it back in the thing.
That's good. It could be an engineer, mate.
Hashtag tin pot. So...
No, but anyway, what I was saying is I tweeted that picture, and within that picture...
Oh, yes.
...is also, coincidentally, a screenshot of your iPad, which has all the bits of music we play on the show. And someone has requested what they've spotted as the Iron Man talking bed. On Twitter.
Oh, fine.
So I said we'd line it up, so...
Oh, I can do that.
As a sort of music-y request.
But we don't do... But hang on.
We don't do music-y requests, but it's
Some Request Friday.
Some Request Friday.
Yeah.
And it's not technically a song, you know, and we're not going to play the whole of it, but someone's requested it, and we would play it, so I just thought, you know...
Well, who is it?
It's Jonty.
Jonty?
Yeah.
Wants to hear the Iron Man talkie bed.
Yeah. It's quite a niche radio request, but... You know, who are we to filter the requests or texts on this
show? For you, John T, here it is. So that is for that's for Jonty. There we've just played the Iron Man talking bed. The Iron Man talking bed is what we've just played on the radio for Jonty. Do you want to explain what's happening again?
Microphone's
broken
again.
Your microphone's fallen off again.
Oh, for heaven's...
Have you tried touching it a lot?
Is that what your mum told you? If you touch it, it'll fall off. Is that what she used to say?
It's just a man struggling live on the radio now.
Stop that. Right, hang on. Right, so the man with the moustache came in to try and fix it. Sorry, bear with us, it's the radio. What can I do? What can I tell you?
I might periscope this.
Fix that.
Oh, the iPad.
It's your iPad, mate.
This is great radio, I realise, but honestly, what am I supposed to do? I can't fix the...
I'm going to periscope
this. I'm not going to touch it anymore, I'm just going to... Right, okay, fine. Hi, it's the radio, it's Tour Radio, Tin Pot! I'm John Holmes, it's coming up to 14:45. Hey, here's the thing, this is going badly already, I know, but I was going to ask the question, who's going to have the worst day tomorrow?
The talk radio engineer that has to fix the studio.
Yes, apart from him. What are you doing tomorrow, Cornelius? I bet I can Donald you with it.
I get it. It's very good. I'm busy.
What are you doing?
I'm working.
Where?
Elsewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Is that allowed?
That's not allowed under your contract, is it?
No, it is.
Is it? Why won't you say where it is then?
It's fine. It's BBC Sussex.
Fine. All right, you do the travel, don't you?
No.
Dave, what are you doing tomorrow? I can beat this.
I'm going to a ice cream festival where there's free ice cream in the morning.
What? Yeah. In the morning?
Yeah.
In the morning.
In London, Stratford. Then going to a wedding. Then it's my friend Anthony's birthday, so I get to his house. It's quite a good day, really, isn't it? I'd say.
That's three great things.
Yeah.
Right, do you know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Right, I told you I could win. Right, I'm having the worst day. I, tomorrow, have got to spend 3 hours...
Yeah? On talk radio?
No.
All right. That would be bad.
In a Build-A-Bear workshop.
Oh, dear.
That's where I buy my
with
clothes.
With your kids?
No. No. Clothes shopping. No, of course with my kids, you idiot. I mean, what? So there's a party, right? And it's Maisie's six. She's school for a party. They do this, right? Yep. It's not the first time this has happened either, right? I have to take both of them, six and three, to a Build-A-Bear workshop where I have to stand around for that amount of time while they stuff fluff in fur.
Oh.
Right? And that is going to be bad as a day. I'm just bringing that to the...
They all do shouting as well. They encourage the children to shout stuff.
Like, they do, yes. Yes.
I used to work two doors down from one.
Did you?
Yeah, in a jewellery shop. And obviously I'd go in hungover.
You used to work in a jewellery shop?
Yeah.
Which, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crystal shop, yeah.
I wouldn't call it a jewelry. Yeah, it's a crystal shop.
Yeah. But it's crystal jewelry.
What's it called?
Swarovski,
isn't
it?
Swarovski.
Yeah.
Sort of
chavs. It's gifts for chavs, isn't it?
Anyway, I used to work two doors down.
Well, I don't know what you're worried about. You've already been fired from there.
Not quite.
You work there as well at the weekend.
Yeah, Sundays. you go in hungover and all you'd hear was little children shouting,
yeah,
build a bear.
Yeah, well, that's me tomorrow. So,
well, shouting it.
Think on that. No, yes, I'll be shouting, but it won't be that. But think on that. Do they, you know, build a bear, they do sort of, you buy bears,
yep.
But they're sometimes sort of based on celebrities.
Yeah. Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny Bear.
Yeah. Right.
I'm out.
Yeah. Are they the injunction people?
No.
Well, I can't say technically, just in case they've got an injunction. No, they're not.
Okay.
Probably not, maybe.
Well, I was going to say, I wonder if the injunction people have bears, like, in the workshop. And you could go and buy a bear and a bear.
I'm staunchly not saying anything, even though I've got a really good joke.
Write it down. What's the joke? What's gone? Go on. Write down the Build-A-Bear workshop celebrity injunction joke that you have. Really nice.
Can I have a look?
That's actually true. Yeah. Go on, say it on the radio.
No! Move on. Do the thing I've just written down on a bit of paper.
Okay, fine. What, that thing you've just written on the paper?
No, that thing.
Okay, fine. There's an end-of-week quiz coming, testing your brand loyalty to Talk Radio in the afternoons, weekdays, 1 till 4. If you'd like to be involved in the end-of-week quiz, then text us now, because we'll open the lines. We'll call you back. We'll call you back. Yeah. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or no, just that.
Yeah,
fine. All right, I was going to say talk radio, but no.
No, it's competition, isn't it? So you have to text.
Yeah, but there's no prize, is there?
Competition.
No, we could technically do it on Twitter. It's just hassle.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Right, okay, fine. 87222. No, because they can do it on Twitter, can't they? Because it's free.
Okay.
Yeah, right, tweet.
Yeah, but you'll have to DM us your number very quickly.
87222 if you're using text, or you can use Twitter, at Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the end of week quiz, let us know. We will call you back. We'll be doing it very shortly indeed. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. If you're quick, all new season spring collection sofas are half price, available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. Savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, not percent APR representative.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Van Buster now on. Green feather edge boards just £6 a pack. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint members only. TradePoint!
Small businesses. Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Starting in Leicestershire for the northbound side of the M1, completely blocked stationary traffic between 23A at the A42 and 24A at East Midlands Airport. The southbound side of the M1 through Northamptonshire still partially blocked due to an accident around junction 15 for Northampton. That's a turn for the A45 and the A508 queues back towards Northampton services. And the London bound M3 through Surrey, one lane closed due to broken down car between Lightwater at junction 3 and junction 2 at the M25. I'm Stephen Beach.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. It's, look at the time. It's 10 minutes to three. And at 3 o'clock, the big debate will be happening, of course, here on Talk Radio. We'll also be talking in around 40 minutes' time to the film director, Gavin Hood, who has just made the film Eye in the Sky with Helen Mirren, the late Alan Rickman and Aaron Paul out of off of Breaking Bad. Plus the end of the week quiz, of course, testing your brand knowledge of and to Talk Radio on weekday afternoons. Ahead of it, though, it is Some Request Friday. Some Request Friday works like this. If you've got a request for Talk Radio, so it's a speech, I don't know, maybe you're celebrating an anniversary, it might be your birthday, it might be... there might not be a reason, it might just be a shout-out. You might, if you want to shout out, but there's a particular speech that means a lot to you, means something to you, then do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Then you could be getting a request onto Some Request Friday. This has just come in. Happy Friday, John. I know. I've got half a day off, so I'm going home early. Who's this from? It's from... Laura. I've got half a day off. I'm going home early. Please, could you play the talk by Charles Hoskins on... this is a TED Talk. It's my favourite TED Talk, John. I've listened to it for years. It means so much to me. It's Charles Hoskins on how the future will be decentralised. It's a great track to listen to on a Friday if you've got half a day off work. So, OK, this is for you, Laura. Charles Hoskins, what a great track. What a choice. What a speech choice. If you obviously you know this, so feel free to mouth along with it. Free Friday feeling, isn't it? Charles Hoskins, the future will be decentralized.
So I'm a mathematician, and as a mathematician, we like to do things like Venn diagram everything. You know, we like to build our models. So let's break the world up into two buckets. Let's look at the banked and documented world, and let's look at the unbanked and undocumented world. So the green bucket has about 4 billion people living in it, in places like the United States, the European Union. And then we look at places like China, we look at places like India and Brazil, and we start moving into the unbanked and undocumented world, places like Sudan, places like Afghanistan. Well, what's the point? Well, the point is, if you were to look at every meaningful metric, from infant mortality to literacy rates, quality of life, it tends to get better with the more financial services and the more access to documentation that you tend to have. So let's elucidate this a bit with an example. Let's take a look at two people. Let's meet Jeremy. He likes cereal. He's about 30 years old, and he's born in the United States.
There it is. That's especially for Laura. What a great choice. That's Charles Hoskins, of course, with his TED Talk, The Future Will Be Decentralized. That's Laura's having half a day off and enjoying listening to that going home. If you've got a request of a speech or a talk, then do let us know, 8710.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, it's all right. It's time to test brand loyalty.
Looking back over my shoulder.
Of the week. It's the end of the week, looking back over the shoulder of the week quiz on Tour Radio, a quiz based entirely, albeit rather loosely, around what's taken place on this show over the last 5 days. On the line to play, chosen out of the thousands of entries, picked entirely at random, is Harry. Hello, Harry.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Very well, Harry. How the hell are you?
I am fantastic, John. Thanks for asking.
We'll be the judge of that. So, Harry, first question is this. What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a student at the University of Salford.
Salford, in the Manchester area. Excellent. And question number two, this isn't the quiz yet, this is just banter. have you listened to this programme all week?
About the past 3 days I have.
Okay, well, let's...
Not too bad,
but, you know, let's see. Well, this is where we test your brand loyalty. It's like a supermarket loyalty card, but in the form of quiz, Harry. So
okay.
We're just going to test your brand loyalty. So what I've got three clips of things that have happened on the programme. You basically have to tell me sort of what happened next. That's the kind of gist of it, Harry. Here comes question number one. Here we go. Question number one. On Wednesday's show, we managed to secure a very exclusive interview with a man who was named and shamed in the Panama Papers. On the telephone now, I've got the ghost of David Cameron's dad. Good afternoon, Ian Cameron, the ghost of Ian Cameron. Okay, that was David Cameron's late father who was our guest on Wednesday. But here's your question, Harry. Can you tell me what excuse Ian Cameron gave for David Cameron failing to find the trust fund in Central America? Was it A, he said he was too busy undergoing bizarre rituals with bits of dead livestock? B, he was concentrating on trying to find which pub he'd left his child in? Or C, he was sat home depressed, having failed to get over the breakup of him and Nick Clegg? Which of those did the late David Cameron's father, the ghost of him, tell us the reason that David Cameron failed to try the find the trust fund? Which of those? A, B, or C?
A.
Let's find out.
I hid it away in Central America. Well, there's nothing to say that he found it in due course. He's probably too busy undergoing bizarre rituals with bits of dead livestock.
Is the right answer! Is the right answer. Okay, question number two. On Monday, there was, of course, only one big news story that everybody was talking about, and it was this. A Frenchman, it would be, is on the run. Right, because he threw a wedge of camembert cheese at the staff in Waitrose. What? He hurled the cheese, allegedly, at 31-year-old Kimberly Taylor and struck the shin of a security guard with some camembert. On the phone, after that big story, Harry, we had Major Charles Hayden, who was a senior defence analyst, to discuss the weaponization of cheese. The show idiot Cornelius, during the interview, asked the former military man about his views on what? A, the Chancellor of the Exchequer? B, fondue boarding, or C, the Edam Busters? Of course, that was the time when a bouncing cheese destroyed the dams in Germany. A, B, or C? A, B, or C?
Oh, I'm going to have to go for B, John.
B?
I'm sure, but B, I think.
You're going for B? Let's find out.
Yeah.
I was just wondering what your views are on gaining information about potential cheese attacks through the method of fondue boarding.
Is the right answer!
Oh, yeah. No, I think, I mean, you can't go around fondue boarding people. I mean, that really, really is against the Geneva Convention. United Nations would go absolutely berserk.
There it is. That was the word of the senior defence analyst. Yeah. You can't go around fondue boarding people. You got that right, Harry. Very good. This is your final question. Two out of three so far. I think. I mean, I'm not keeping score, but I think. This is question three. Finally, who could forget yesterday we had our showbiz expert, Reese, from TalkSport, in to give us all the latest goss.
And someone from TOWIE is wearing a maxi dress instead of a jumpsuit. That is, it's a floaty maxi dress as well. Sam Fares? Yeah, 26.
Maybe.
Yeah, possibly. That's what I've heard anyway.
Yeah. What? Whilst nose deep in Heat magazine, Reese compared himself then to a footballer. Can you tell me which footballer it was and why he thought they were similar? A, did Reese say it was Joey Barton? Because Reese also spent time in prison after being convicted for common assault and affray. Did he say B, he's like Stan Collymore because he spends a lot of time in car parks dogging? Or C, did he say he was like Aaron Ramsey as he was becoming a bad omen for celebrity marriages?
I'm going to have to go for C, the least libelous one, John, I think.
Let's see if you're right.
This is the second week I've been on and the second famous marriage that's falling apart. I'm becoming a bit like Aaron Ramsey in that scoring and everybody dies thing.
I'm becoming a bad owner for celebrity. Is the right answer?
Weddings.
Harry! Yeah. I haven't been keeping score, but I'm going to go to Dave, who's got the score. Dave, check the system. What's the score?
That was very quick today because it was a clean sweep, John. Three out of three.
Three out of three, Harry. Congratulations, Harry. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Over my shoulder. And that was the end of the week quiz. He's looking back over the shoulder of the week, Harry. Brand loyalty, well and truly tested. Obviously a regular listener. If you'd like to play next week, we'll be doing it again on Friday. Thank you very much, Harry. After the news, it's time for the big debate here on Talk Radio.
I never wanted to say goodbye.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good.
Wait. I see you, baby! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras!
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New and used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No?
That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers. 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply. Subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is 2 minutes past 3 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a mother's been found guilty of murdering her toddler. David Cameron faces calls to resign, and Brighton Pier is being sold.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, a mother's been convicted of murdering her toddler in Staffordshire. Aisha Jane Smith's stepfather has also been found guilty of causing or allowing her death. Prosecutors say she was stamped to death at her family home in Burton-upon-Trent in 2014. Sky's Fraser Maud, who's at Birmingham Crown Court, says the girl was well known to social services.
This long list of visits to doctors and hospitals by Aisha, a number of injuries. There were bruises, there were cuts, there were lacerations to her lips, there were missing clumps of hair, which at the time doctors thought were down to alopecia. There was a blood clot on her brain at one time, and all of these things were known to social services.
David Cameron is facing calls to be straight with voters about his private financial affairs after disclosing he'd benefited from an offshore fund. The Prime Minister has admitted selling shares in a tax haven scheme set up by his late father. Business Minister Nick Bowles has told Talk Radio the PM reacted like anyone else would have done.
He's not just the Prime Minister, he's also a human being and a son, and his father is dead and cannot defend himself against, you know, a huge amount of comment that has much of which has been very unfair, somehow suggesting that he was, you know, facilitating tax evasion, which is absolutely not the truth.
Detectives say it could take some time to identify the human remains found in the search for a missing police officer in London. Gordon Semple hasn't been seen for a week. A man has been questioned on suspicion of murder. Met Police Commander Alison Newcombe says he'll be missed.
This is a very sad day for Gordon's colleagues. There are many officers who have served with Gordon in London during his 30-year career who will acutely feel his loss.
10 men have been jailed for up to 25 years each for sex offences against a teenager in Rochdale. The girl reported the gang to police after seeing widespread media coverage in 2012 of a gang from the town who were convicted of grooming. She told officers that from the age of 14, hundreds of men would ring her up wanting to have sex. Pope Francis has published new guidelines on family life. Speaking at the Vatican, the pontiff says cohabiting couples should be welcomed, but the Catholic faith still won't accept gay marriage. And the company that runs Brighton Pier is being sold for £18 million. It means the famous structure will be owned by the Eclectic Bar Group, which is run by the former Pizza Express chairman Luke Johnson. The group owns a string of themed bars across the UK.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells and isolated showers, especially in eastern areas, turning cloudy in the west with a band of rain arriving later. Today's high, 13 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England midfielder Jordan Henderson could miss Euro 2016 after suffering a knee injury. In Liverpool's 1-1 draw with Borussia Dortmund last night. Yeah. He left the ground in Germany on crutches and will have a scan today. Manchester City boss Manuel Pellegrini insists his players are focused on a top four Premier League finish. They take on West Brom in tomorrow's late kickoff, which you can hear live over on Talk Sport. The game falls just 3 days before their Champions League quarter-final second leg with Paris Saint-Germain. On to golf, and Jordan Spieth says his opening round at the Masters was one of the best he's ever shot. The defending champion leads by 2 on 6 under par. Rory McIlroy's confidence of a better second round today. He carded 2 under yesterday, putting him 4 shots behind the leader. Finally, on to boxing, and Olympic champion Anthony Joshua weighed in 1 pound lighter than his opponent, American Charles Martin, ahead of tomorrow's IBF heavyweight clash. Joshua registered 17 stone 6 on the scales. Wow. Meanwhile, Britain's Tyson Fury, who holds the WBA and WBO versions, will face Vladimir Klitschko in a rematch on the 9th of July in Manchester.
Wrap it up.
Fury, of course, caused an upset last year by beating Klitschko in Germany.
Do the sign off.
That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much. 6 minutes past 3.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. It's 7 minutes past 3 now. And if you're a regular listener to the programme, you will know that it's time for the big debate. The big debate this afternoon, because you have to have the big debate, don't you, on the talk radio, because it's what you do. Because what you have, you get a story, don't you? I've seen how the talk radio works. You get a story, and then you have to get someone who's in favour of the story, and then someone who's not in favour of the story, and that's then the debate happen. It's how the talk radio works, and you think... I don't know whether you've seen the story. Have you seen this story? Have you seen this story? Health nurses forced to cut corners. A new report has found that nurses have forced to cut corners. I've got someone on the line now. Absolutely hates corners. Hello, hello. Who's that? Who hates? Hello. Who are you?
It's Dave, John.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine, John. But I am
good. I mean, let me get this right. You know, you've heard the story. Nurses forced to cut corners. You have no truck with corners.
No, I think they should be cutting corners. Of course, they're notoriously dangerous. I mean, think about it: blind corners, the little sharp pointed corners on spears. It sounds like you're cutting a lot of corners on your show today as well.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, you say you don't want corners anymore, right? You're saying that you want a Britain, a corner-free Britain, aren't you? But honestly, have you thought this through? I mean, why is it about corners that you don't like?
I mean, well, they're not natural, are they? There are no natural corners recorded in nature. I mean, the Country File presenter John Craven notoriously hates corners for that very reason. So I just despise them. They are a modern ailment.
Well, you say they're. I mean, you say they're not natural. But what about tomorrow's Grand National? There are corners.
Well, they won't have to be. You could do a straight. You could do 100 meters Grand National on a horse.
You could. Yes. I mean, you could. Certainly. Well, look. Let me bring in someone else here because you want to see an end to corners. Let's bring in someone else on the telephone who is the opposite view, likes corners. Hello, who's that on the line?
Yeah, hello, it's Elton here.
Hi, Elton. What do you make of corners? Then, what is your opinion of corners?
I could not agree more with your previous contributor there. I was just saying to your researcher, I have always thought that corners are very, very good.
Yeah. Well. I mean,
good.
You're right.
But nature loves corners.
Yes.
There's a lot of corners in nature.
Well, the thing is, David was saying that there aren't any corners.
Can I make my point, please? Can I make my point?
Make your point.
There are a lot of corners in nature. That's what my point was.
David is saying there are a lot of corners in nature.
Well, clearly, Elton... Of all the names, hasn't done any real research. And I don't know what he keeps banging on about this. I told your researcher earlier, I don't think talk radio have any researchers, Elton. I don't know what planet you're on where you think corners, 90 degrees of corners, actually exist in nature. That's poppycock.
Right, okay. Well, look, if we're talking about... whether corners are in nature, I mean, the thing is, you could argue, couldn't you, that I mean, they're in phrases as well. If you think about turning a corner, right?
It's a very positive thing.
You know, think about the phrase, you know, you go, oh, we've moved on, we've turned a corner. That is a, you know, and if you get rid of them, that phrase won't be there anymore, will it?
There's another popular phrase, you never know what's just around the corner.
Yes, exactly.
That's the uncertainty that riles me up, John. It could be anything. It could be Tony Robinson delicately kissing a swan's neck, for all I know.
Yep.
Why take the risk with corners?
Well, precisely. And also, what about, where would you put baby? I asked you both that question. Where would you put baby? Where?
Well, on the stage.
I'd maintain the corner, and that's where baby would go. But it's not...
Oh, I think we've lost a caller there. I think that's that debate was run. Who's hello? Is there one there?
I'm still here.
Good.
Here.
Okay, fine. Well, look, it's now a one-sided debate because we lost. That's what happens. I mean, in the radio,
corners have two sides, though. So
well, yeah, but what about? Is it two or can you get four?
Well, I mean, now you're into math.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Okay, what would happen in this situation, right? What would happen in this situation? Think about it. If you said, I regularly meet prostitutes on a corner, right? Where would where would, you know, people say, oh, it happened on the street corner. If in your world, what's happening now is you're basically going to lose a place where people meet people to pay for intercourse. You can't. I mean, what are you doing? Think about, not thinking this through. Come on.
You could have special lanes. You could have a straight lane full of prostitutes.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. Look, if you got rid of corners, everything would be in a line. I mean, think about how this would work. Everything you've ever thought of would be in a line. Okay?
Yeah. That's what the Romans did.
He's got a point, hasn't he? That is what the Romans did.
Yeah, but what else did the Romans ever do for us? That's the question, isn't it? Very, very little. Very little indeed. You've got to keep corners. Where else will you bump into people? You only ever bump into people on corners.
That is true.
If everything's straight, you'll see someone coming from miles off, and you think, "Oh no!"
I would be perfect if there were glass corners, or maybe just sort of corners with a vague description of what's around the corner written on it.
Yep.
Then I would be perfectly in favour. But what you're suggesting is presumably more corners and more danger. This is talk radio.
What you're talking about, health and safety gone mad, David. You're suggesting that we don't have corners.
Gentlemen, just calm it down a little bit, because I know that your tempers get frayed in situations like this.
It's a
controversial issue. Just if everyone talks over each other, we can't hear the other person's point of view about corners. Let me take you back to glass corners. That's an interesting, because if you do have the glass corner, does that take the surprise out of a corner? If you can see through it.
No, you don't want surprise. In a world where people drop dead every day, celebrities dropping dead every 15 minutes, another celebrity's gone, I don't want a surprise to come along and send a blood clot to my head. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, it's... I mean, you've got to, if you, look, right, okay, I've got a lot of texts coming in now, right, because this is, as I say, it's a lot of people are talking about this. Is it corners? And I've got a text here, and this is from Neil, who says, you're saying this about corners, but what about angles? What about angles? I put that to both of you. What about angles?
Right, I'm very pro-angle, definitely. Yeah, very. I'll always have been.
But isn't an angle just a corner?
Well, it's a type of corner. Yes. An angle is a type of corner.
Well, exactly.
It gives you more variety. And a bend, I like a bend as well. Bend, angle, corners, different levels always work for me, metaphysically and literally.
Okay, so David, you're where do you stand on angles? Because if you don't like corners, do you throw angles in?
Probably very careful.
Angles are dangerous. They are very, very dangerous. If you're on a long-haul flight and you keep your hand or arm in a perfect right angle, you will get deep vein thrombosis. It's not worth the risk.
Okay, I ask you this question. What about Muller corners?
Are you sponsored?
Pro. No.
Very pro.
No, but I'm saying that if you got rid of corners, you'd get rich. You'd have to throw. I mean, would you? Is that what you're saying? You want to live in a world where you don't have a delicious corner based yogurt style treat?
Around.
A Muller round?
Call it a Muller round, yeah.
What, put it in a... But where's the novelty?
Can I just say, Jeremy, I don't know what David's thinking about football as well. How will football matches will just end. If a player kicks a ball out at one end of the pitch and we don't have a corner, then that's just the end of the game, isn't it?
Well, that's a good point, isn't it? If you start banning corners, where are you going to kick a ball from?
Kick it in the net. Kick it from the net, for all I care.
This debate's going to run and run, obviously. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Start your message anywhere you like.
If you've got an opinion about corners. Thank you very much. Can I just ask you to just sum this debate up in one word for us? One word, please. One word each. Go.
Scary.
Next one.
Ish.
Thank you. 16 minutes past three. If you've got a reaction, then let us know. As I said, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Thank you. What have we got coming in, Cornelius? I know it's a contentious issue, isn't it? The corners.
Yes, John. Lots of people said, the listener says, what would have happened to the brimful of Asher hitmakers then? They just have been called shot.
He's got a very good point. If you've got a reaction, do let us know. It's 17 minutes past three. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Welcome to the Startup Fair. Are you an exhibitor?
Yeah, Rachel Dunn, Twinkle Cupcakes.
Right. Got your schedule and coffee token?
Yep.
Oh, and your public liability insurance?
No.
We need it for all stallholders. Contact Direct Line. Their annual public liability policy covers you at trade fairs, and they'll email right away to confirm you're covered.
So I could still set it up today?
Sure.
With an extra coffee token.
Nice try. Next, please.
Instant proof and confirmation of cover. Can your public liability insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 25-kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99, excluding VAT. Now, that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, slow traffic on the M6 northbound due to an earlier accident between junctions 17 and 18. Congestion back to Keele services. In Gloucestershire, the M50 partially blocked westbound due to a vehicle fire between junctions 2 and 3. At Neath Port Talbot, there's an accident on the M4 westbound between junction 41 and 42, with congestion back as far as 38. And in Surrey, a lane closed on the M3 southbound due to a broken down car between junction 2 for the M25 and junction 3, with queues in both directions. I'm Alex Totney.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the Bright One.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Sell down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. It is Some Request Friday, of course. Talk Radio, so what you can do is request speeches or talks. Maybe they mean a lot to you. I don't know. Maybe they mean something to you. Don't know. The speech and the talks. Maybe you've got a... Oh, I need a shout out. It's my wedding anniversary, and me and my wife's first dance was to Churchill's speech about fighting them on the beaches. If you, whatever it is, you can send in that request. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, that talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
This has just come in here. Some Request Friday. It's from Gary Andrews. John, please, would you play for me one of my favourite ever talks? It's Will Smith, the actor Will Smith, in the actor's studio, answering the question as to whether actors become actors because they have something to say. We've got it. Of course we have. It's a hit. Here it comes.
That's very interesting. I never intellectualized it that way, but that is very true. For me, it has been to be that guy that does what people say can't be done, you know? And I think it started with trying to please my mother and trying to please my grandmother, and they always wanted higher for me. They always wanted more for me. And it got to the point that I wanted to be something. I wanted to be somebody. And it made me choose certain roles. It made me turn down certain roles. There is more than an image that I want to project. I want to be the person that is the first person there and the last person to leave.
That's, I love that. Oh. Honestly, we were all speaking along with that.
Yeah.
I want to be the last one there. First of all, I want to be the last person to leave. Will Smith. That's especially for Gary. It's Some Request Friday. That was Gary who said, absolutely, it's just a shout out, John. I love Will Smith on In the Actors Studio answering the question as to whether actors become actors because they have something to say. That was and a great on a Friday, that as well.
It's such a Friday speech.
Isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Just gets you in the mood for the weekend, doesn't it?
Gets you in the mood for going out.
Yeah.
I actually went to a nightclub last week and they played that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know, I've been, I mean, it's a floor filler.
Oh, it is, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's an anthem.
Yeah. Yeah, very much an anthem.
Do people still say that?
Yeah.
I've been to a nightclub for about 30 years.
Yeah, no, I'm there all the time.
Are you?
No.
You don't go out, do you?
No, well, not at the moment.
Stay at home practicing your kissing on your mum.
No, stop slander. Libeling, it's libel, actually. Stop libeling me.
No, libel's written. Slander's
yeah, but this is published. It's radio has been published, so it is libel, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right, actually, it is.
Yeah.
So I have actually literally libeled you.
Libeled me. So it's not true. You just admitted that.
No, it is true.
No.
It's up to you not to prove that it isn't, that your mum taught you how to...
Are you still doing libels and stuff?
Yeah, but...
He's libeling me this time.
Yeah, so
don't,
it's fine.
Don't do the injunctions. Yeah.
No, I haven't done the injunction one.
Okay, fine. We've got quite a lot of texts about that, though, have you?
Yes, I know. I've got that. I've got lots of... we were playing Celebrity Injunction Guesswork earlier. Because if you're just joining us, there is an injunction on... well, there's an injunction in place that says we can't name certain celebrities who've done a thing.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is that they can name it in America, but we can't name it here. So I was playing Celebrity Injunction Bingo. So if you'd like to guess who the celebrity injunctioner is, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start message anybody you like.
Thank you. Right, 3:24, good afternoon, it is Friday, it is Talk Radio, I promised you Hollywood action, and that is exactly what I'm going to deliver to you now, because we're joined by the director of a new film that's about to come out. You'll have seen the side of the buses advertising it. It's called Eye in the Sky, the director's Gavin Hood, he's here. Hello, Gavin.
Hello, John. Can you hear me?
I certainly can hear you. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Yes, good. I should point out, by the way, saying that it'd be weird if he was saying that if he was sitting opposite me. but Gavin's talking to us via ISDN. That's one for the radio geeks. Gavin, how the hell are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, well, thanks for being here. Listen, obviously we're going to talk about the film, Gavin. That's clear. But having seen it, yeah. And I don't know about what you think about this, is that I like to watch films now without reading anything about them first.
I think that's the right way to do it, absolutely.
Yeah, because now, annoyingly, obviously we're now going to talk about the film, but obviously we don't want to give anything away. But I don't even watch trailers anymore, Gavin, because I think that and do you agree, trailers now just... You kind of get everything in there.
Well, I do. Trailers are the trickiest thing, you know, as a filmmaker, when you've got to sort of distill this thing down to 2 minutes or 1 minute or 30 seconds or 15 seconds for some of the spots. I mean, what do you do? And I think the danger of trailers is they either tell you too much, or if they try and bias you into what the marketing people think they want to sell, and it's not necessarily about the film at all.
Yeah.
So I'm just thrilled that we're talking about the film. I'm thrilled that people are talking about the film, and great if you go and see it without knowing too much. So what do you want to talk about? Cricket,
well,
what do you want to talk about?
What today? I want to talk about is, because it's a thriller, but I think it's a moral thriller. I think what happens is you spend the entire time, and I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you, but and I loved it, and I think it's such a different kind of... Well, it's sort of a war film, but it isn't, is it? What genre would you put it in?
I have no idea. That's a great question. I mean, trying to pigeonhole this thing, I don't know. What I loved about Guy Hibbert's script is exactly what you're saying. I love the fact that it is both a thriller that I really believe will keep you on the edge of your seat in the way that a good thriller should, but it also leaves you with a great deal to talk about, argue about, debate, discuss, get in an argument with your spouse, don't get divorced, any of the...
Yeah.
But it does lead to a conversation, and that's what I liked. When I read the script, I kept turning the page, wanting to know what would happen next, but at the same time finding myself challenged as to what would I do in the particular circumstances of this scenario, and changing my mind as I went through.
You're absolutely right. That's what it does. And again, without giving too much away, basically a moral dilemma happens in a war situation, basically.
Yeah, that's great. Let's give nothing away.
No,
other than
I don't want to.
You'll be thrilled. No, I'm teasing. you'll have a thrill, and then you'll have an argument with your spouse.
I mean, I haven't stopped talking about about it since to people that I know have seen it. And because you're right, you as a viewer, you go along with it and you go, well, that's what I do in that situation.
Yeah,
and
pull then, the trigger, for goodness sake.
Exactly, pull the trigger,
did I just
do
say
the
that
thing.
And should I do it? Yeah.
And then this, you know, and also the opening shot as well. What's clever about it is it kind of sets out what the film is, what's going to happen in the film,
well,
but in
you.
One single opening.
So all you have to do is watch the opening shot.
Yeah,
and you
kind of get the gist of it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
just, the trailer we should have
just
used.
Walk. It should have been.
Agonising.
But let's talk about the cast as well, because obviously Helen Mirren, brilliant.
Yeah.
Aaron Paul, well done by the way for saving Aaron Paul from that last film we did about cars. It was rubbish. Well done for getting him back on track. And I said that to his face when I interviewed him. It's fine.
Yeah.
And of course, the late Alan Rickman.
Yes.
Yes.
I do wish Alan was here to talk about the film himself. He was such an intelligent man and had this amazing ability to play this absolute truth and then just twist it so that you find yourself laughing. You know, he had this great wit and sense of humor.
He's very funny in the film.
He is. And I think the film wouldn't be as good without him, because the role he plays is a general liaising between Helen Mirren's commander and a bunch of politicians who are struggling to make a decision. And it becomes almost farcical at certain points. And I think he could easily have played it as just someone frustrated and grumpy, an old general. But he plays it with great gravitas and then with a twist of humour as his frustration boils over that allows the audience to laugh. So,
it does. You're absolutely right. And what you get these really tense moral setups.
Yeah.
And you can feel it in the cinema. And then, you're absolutely right, he punctuates it with everyone, he sort of embodies everyone's frustration in the face of bureaucracy.
Yes, yes, and life is a bit like that. You know, sometimes one minute you want to scream and the next minute you find yourself laughing and you're not sure if it's appropriate, but could we just get on with it is kind of what he's saying, you know, and yet, on the other hand, if you do get on with it, you might do absolutely the wrong thing. So I do like the way the film plays with what you think.
Yes, I need to ask you about the technology in it, right?
Sure,
Cause, right, so there's, how...
Cause it's, creepy little bugs.
Exactly what I was going to say. Mm. Yeah, you knew I was. So there's various bits when they're using remote cameras to get into buildings and stuff. One is a camera in a bird.
Yep.
And one is a camera in a beetle.
Yeah.
Is that real technology?
You can go on YouTube and look up the bird, which is called the hummingbird. You can YouTube it. It's made by a company called AeroVironment in Los Angeles, and I spoke to them. So the hummingbird has been around for 5 years, bearing in mind that I was doing this 3 years ago when, you know, films take a while to make. So our fear was, where will the technology be when our film comes out? Will we be ahead or will we be behind? So the bird, the little bird, is just a little bird-like a drone which flies like a bird but has a camera in its
nose. I'll be honest with you, right, Gavin, it was rubbish bird, wasn't it? If I saw that flying, I'd go, that's not a real bird.
In the movie or in the real bird?
No, I mean both. I was watching the bird, the whole trick with these things is
you don't want to get up too close to them, obviously.
Yeah.
But from a distance, when you see those things flying by, you hopefully, in theory, think it's a real bird. I'd like to think that our movie design, which was our own, is slightly more camouflaged than the one with the red nose and the blue thing that you see on YouTube. But the beetle is a really creepy, interesting thing. That is a technology called micro aerial vehicles.
Okay.
And frankly, very soon, I was worried that the film might be out of date, because once you arm those tiny drones, can you imagine? So, in case you're wondering if those are real, go on TED, you know those TED Talks?
We know all about TED Talks.
On little drones, and you'll see a man throw 50 tiny drones up in the air that all know where each other are in space. They're actually more advanced than what I show in the movie. In the film, there's a moment on a close-up on that little drone where you see not only the little camera in the middle of the nose, as it were, but two little eyes on either side, which make it look bug-like. What they really are is stereoscopic cameras, meaning this little beetle flies into a room and immediately scans the environment. And I actually shot footage of this with a stereoscopic camera on, and then it was too complicated at a certain point for the audience to follow, so we didn't overdo it. But it really scans the environment, and then it knows where everything is geographically. And you can then, instead of landing that little drone yourself on a beam, you point to the beam and it will land itself. So, and then the next step is that little tiny thing is armed. So the film would fall apart if you could just fly that little drone down and detonate it next to the head of a bad guy, you know.
Yeah.
It is kind
terrifying.
Of creepy,
I'll tell you what
where it's going.
It is.
Yeah.
You've opened up, which is hence the debate about it, really, is that you've opened up, you know, A, what exists, but B, that sort of terrifying microscopic world that's now, you know, remote war, isn't it? Which is kind
of
what the,
and there is a lot of discussion, and indeed even Stephen Hawking has signed on to a document that calls for the banning of fully automated killing robots. And we think this is fantasy from Hollywood, but it is. We know where this is going. We're going to have cars that drive themselves soon. Yeah. So why not a little bug that detonates next to your head? I mean, it's very creepy.
Listen, Gavin, it's a pleasure talking to you.
No, I don't know. I just creeped you out.
You've actually freaked me out now, and I'm frightened of you.
Now you've creeped me out about my own movie.
Eye in the Sky is the film. Helen Mirren, Aaron Paul, the brilliant late Alan Rickman, which when you watch it, you just realise what a loss that was because he's so good in it.
Thank you.
Gavin, congratulations on the film. It's very good indeed. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you,
is you're welcome. Talk Radio 333.
Talk Radio.
A mother has been found guilty of the murder of her 21-month-old daughter in Staffordshire. Prosecutors think Aisha Jane Smith was stamped on at her home in Burton-upon-Trent in 2014. 23-year-old Catherine has also been found guilty of cruelty, while her stepfather, Matthew Rigby, who's 22, was found guilty of causing or allowing the death. Sky's Fraser Maude is at Birmingham Crown Court.
Rigby said that the injuries caused to the chest and heart could have been caused by him trying to admit CPR. And during the court case here, both Rigby and Smith have both tried to blame each other, each saying that the other was the last one to have seen baby AJ alive.
David Cameron is to be reported to the Parliamentary Standards Watchdog after admitting to profiting from shares he owned in his late father's offshore trust. Labour MP John Mann says he's broken House of Commons rules. The Prime Minister insists he's done nothing wrong, though. Survivors of sexual abuse at the Kincora home in Belfast have had their calls for a judge-led review rejected. The victims wanted their case examined as part of the Goddard inquiry running in England and Wales. The Pope has reiterated the Catholic faith still won't accept gay marriage. He used a speech at the Vatican to outline a more compassionate approach on some family issues. The pontiff said cohabiting couples should be welcomed and divorced people who remarry shouldn't be cast out into the cold. And an obesity advisor says people shouldn't be blamed for being overweight because it's mainly down to genetics. Professor Susan Jepp says the pressure put on fat people to lose weight pushes them to eat more. The weather, any lingering showers dying out through the evening, rain pushing east through the night though. A chance of some strong winds in the southwest and lows of around 4 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. 3:34.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a time on a day. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And if you are a Friday listener to this, whatever this is, you'll know that Friday is Live Music Day here on the Talk Radio in the afternoons, where we just drag in a busker that we've walked. One of us has walked past a busker during the week and gone, he or she is good. Let's get them in. So we go, what we do is we ruin their afternoon by bringing them in here to play live on the radio, thus losing the money because they're not out playing to get money. We have a busker. He's going to be setting up here in the studio very shortly. Before he does, or rather as he does, here's where you just heard the news of Victoria, obviously. Quite complicated, isn't it, the news? Really quite a complex thing. Allow us to help you. We like to bring you the news simplified through the art and the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
David Cameron lied. He should go back to where his money came from.
the news in haikus. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and we promised you live music, and we have more or less literally dragged in a busker. That is what we like to do. We had to go onto the streets and bring in somebody who does the street thing. He's here, he's setting up. Hello,
how are you doing?
Very good. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You're nearly on the floor. Why?
Well, I'm just putting things down there. I'm just picking up that chocolate that someone had down there. Well, no, never mind.
You don't want to eat that chocolate. Yeah, that's been down right, my trousers.
No, oh, I'm not going to put that in my mouth.
No.
All right, sure.
All right. First person to say that. So, hi, who are you?
I'm Bucky.
Bucky?
Yeah.
Hi, Bucky, where are you from?
Well, I'm from London. Can't you tell by my accent? No, I was born in the U.S. Yep. Moved over here about 10 years ago, and actually I'm a British citizen. I've got rid of all of my American accents.
I can see that.
As you could tell, yeah.
Whereabouts in America are you from originally?
Am I just supposed to look in the camera? Is that?
Yeah, do that.
I'm all around the Midwest, Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas, Colorado, Connecticut. Well, it's east. Virginia, which is east. Then yep. California, which is west. So I've been, north, south, east, and west. So in America.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Good. And you've been here 10 years. Have you been busking here for 10 years, or is this a new, how long have you been?
Well, I've been busking here since about 2006.
Okay.
Whoa. Since 2006.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. And did you come over here to do that, to ply your musical
trade? No, I did not. I used to work in the medical field. I used to work in surgical theaters in the States. And when I came over here, I was basically the equivalent of an ODP in the surgical theaters. But when I came over here...
What's an OD?
Oh, it's some sort of operating department practitioner, I think.
Fine.
Is what it
good,
is.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when I came over here, they didn't accept my operating room technician criteria or my skills and that sort of thing. So I started as a healthcare assistant in the operating room theaters here, and actually at a hospital that was somewhat fairly close to here.
Okay, we're in Hatfield in London, for those wishing to know. But you've always obviously been into music.
Yeah. As a kid, I used to play the piano, and actually I started a... I always played the tube as a kid, too. So actually, I started a band called the Fleshy-Headed Mutants, and I played the electric
Wow.
tuba. So that was kind of fun,
Wow.
running through some loops and effects and that sort of thing.
But, what are you? What have you got? What are you playing? What instrumentation do you have?
Well, the instrument I have right now is called a Chapman stick. It's sort of guitar and bass oriented, but it's not played like a guitar or a bass. It's played by tapping the strings you would think it's a tap guitar, as it is. It's held upright, sort of like people walk by and ask me if it's an electric sitar, because it's upright rather than horizontal like a guitar.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do two songs, I think. What are you going to play first?
Well, I was asked to do a cover tune, and I asked to do an original tune. A cover tune I'm going to do is going to be the theme song from Batman Forever. I think it's called Kiss from a Rose, I think.
Oh,
is what
well,
it is.
Well, aware of
just
it.
Just my arrangement of it, whatever the case is. I'll screw it up. Probably nobody will recognize it, but...
fine. good job you said what it was, then. Well, if you'd like to start with your own tune, should we start with that?
Or all right, yeah, we could do that. Yeah,
okay.
We could do that.
Here we go, then. So set yourself up.
All right.
Get where you need to be.
Take this thing off.
Take your headphones. Yeah. Do whatever you need to do.
And look away from the camera now.
That's right,
right,
yeah. Don't look directly into the camera. It's, yeah, live music on the radio, on Talk Radio, on a Friday afternoon. Look at that. This is Bucky. He has been here for 10 years, as you've just heard, and he's about to play. What's it called, this?
Oh, the original tune?
Chapman stick.
Not that. I knew the title of the song. Don't try and join in.
This instrument you don't play, you strap it on and feel the G's.
Like your mum again.
I'm just going to make sure I got no technical problems here by clicking.
Oh, we've got plenty of those to go around.
All right, that's good. All right, that's good. Hey, you got a good...
That's great, yeah. What's the song called?
Oh, the song is called The Girl on the Train, sort of based on that book, which I scanned. I didn't read it. I just read just parts of it. I just read the good parts.
All right. Here we go, Girl on the Train, live. Thank you.
just an example.
Chapman stick. Yeah. Chapman stick on the radio. I've never even heard of Chapman stick or anything, but now it's gone mental. That's Bucky, and I like a sort of instrumental interpretation of A Girl on a Train.
That was so good.
Excellent. So we'll be back with more from Bucky next. Live music on a Friday on Talk Radio. It's 3:43.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April Used Car Event from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Now at TradePoint, we've got new lower prices on toilets, basins and taps from top trade brands including Ideal Standard, Cook & Lewis and Plumshaw. Stocked in volume, in store. With our great range of bathrooms, we've got the full package to save you time and money. So, why go anywhere else? Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, the M62 westbound has severe delays due to a broken down vehicle, junction 20 to 19 with queues back to 21. In Cheshire, slow traffic on the M6 northbound due to an earlier accident between junctions 17 and 18 with congestion back to Keele services. In Warwickshire, a lane blocked on the M40 northbound due to recovery work between junction 12 and 13. And in Surrey, a lane closed on the M3 southbound due to a broken down car between junction 2 for the M25 and junction 3 with queues in both directions. I'm Alex Totney.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson. Tomorrow night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Literally can't wait for that Showbiz programme. It's coming up to 10 minutes to 4 o'clock. I am John Holmes and there's still music to come. It's live, it's in the studio, it's Friday. We've dragged a busker in off the street. Where do you normally busk, Bucky?
Well, I'm an underground busker, so I got a license to perform underground. There's about 30 or 40 pitches to basically choose from. You book them about 2 weeks in advance and yep. You would get 2 hours a shot on each pitch. So okay. You got to sign in at the supervisor's office, sign out when you leave.
Which underground? This is London, obviously. Underground station is the people most generous?
Oh, God, it's hard to say. The one you're not at.
This is a cover, as we know. This is going to be what? This is Seal's Kiss from a Rose.
Kiss from a Rose, if I could pull it off. Okay. I'll give it a shot.
Let's give it a go. On the Chapman stick. Here we go.
Thank you.
Chapman stick. I didn't even know what one was until now.
I use it when I have dry lips.
So where do you so we'll find you on the underground if you want.
Find me all over the underground.
Okay,
yeah.
And where have you got stuff on the internet?
I've got a website here. I'll hold this up to the camera.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, or just say it out loud.
My surname is Mutel, MUTTEL. And my website is MUTTEL.com. Imagine that. So MUTTEL.com or thinkmuddle.com, because that's how people pronounce it. MUTTEL.com.
There. There you go. That's an American.
British American.
So beg your pardon. Yeah, with a Chapman stick. Look, obviously, as is traditional, we have to give you, you know.
Ah, yes! Oh, yes! What? Asking. What? That's all?
There you
okay,
go.
All right,
excellent. So that is live music on the radio. Thank you very much, Bucky. It's Sam Delaney will be in a minute to tell us what the hell's going on his programme. Ahead of it, though, it's Some Request Friday, of course, on Talk Radio. A load of people you request, as you know, Talk Radio, you can request, you know, speeches and talks and so many coming. I mean, really good, lovely messages coming in. I don't think we've got time for them all. Afternoon, John. Oh, my girlfriend and I are in Spain for a week. Do you think you could play us Sandrine Thourette's speech on how humans can grow new brain cells? It was playing in the bar we first met. We haven't got time for that.
Maybe next week,
but this is from Fran. Hi, Fran. She's texted in. Hi, John. I'd love to hear any speech from Ed Miliband. Really make my weekend start with a bang. I'll leave it to you to choose because I love everything he's done.
Oh, yeah. It's great back catalogue.
So, really. For you, Fran, especially for you, this is Ed Miliband on Some Request Friday on the phone hacking scandal in 2011.
This has been a tumultuous week for British journalism, with allegations that have shocked the British public's sense of decency. And the largest circulation newspaper in the country, the News of the World, forced to close. We must deal with the immediate issues, but also ensure we use the crisis of public trust and confidence as a catalyst for a better future. Putting it right for the Prime Minister means starting by admitting the appalling error of judgment he made in hiring Andy Coulson, apologising for bringing him into the centre of the government machine.
That's for Fran in Merstham, who wanted to hear anything by Ed Miliband on the radio as part of Some Request Friday here on Talk Radio. I hope that did start your weekend with a bang. Good Friday speech, that, isn't it? I mean, it's, you know...
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Just sets you up for the weekend, doesn't it, when you hear stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, as we said, you know...
It's a floor filler, isn't it?
It's an anthem. Mm. And if you're in your car and you're listening to that, and obviously someone listening next to you, you know, it's so good. And it unites us all as a country, doesn't it, when you see people mouthing along with the big speeches. I think it's such a nice... it's such a lovely thing. It's Talk Radio, and I made a mistake a moment ago by saying Sam was coming in to tell us about his programme.
No, then
I
remember.
I know, Yasmin.
I know.
This could be the first appearance on Talk Radio of hashtag Wrath of Khan. I'm actually standing up.
You are standing up, yeah. My apologies. I called you Sam Delaney and no one wants that.
I may be a gentle girl from the north. However... I come from a warrior tribe. Pashtun warriors who are not to be messed
not
with.
Not to be. I forgot it was a Friday. That was the problem there. Even though I just said it's Some Request Friday, I still forgot that you...
And you thought, Sam's looking good in that spotty dress.
You look a lot better than he does in dresses. I've seen him in dresses.
You need to try a lot harder than this.
Damn it. I thought I was doing all right. Awkward. Okay, what's on the show, Yasmin? Wrath of Khan?
Well, we will be talking news, of course, talking about Cameron, talking about the Pope's comments about family. But also, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit to say that Don Warrington is going to be on the show.
Don Warrington?
Yes, he's currently doing his Lear at Manchester. He just opened as King Lear. And we love Don Warrington. He's amazing.
Everyone
he's brilliant. I grew up watching him in Rising Damme. I'm sure a lot of us did. And he's going to be on the show in the first hour.
Good. Will you be like... I mean, I've got 5 minutes left, essentially. I'm not even that with the adverts and stuff. Will you be naming the celebrities involved in the injunction?
Stop it.
Because apparently, right?
After 4 o'clock, it's not my problem.
Something in my throat. I can't.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Because what's happened, of course, is we've been playing Celebrity Injunction Bingo this afternoon.
Right. Okay.
And everyone's been sending in their guesses as to who they think it is.
You've got a piece of paper with crotch written on it.
That's unrelated to the injunction thing.
I did wonder.
That is unrelated. But you know who it is. I mean, look, in case you don't.
Stop it. I'm not getting involved.
I'm just going to write it down.
So I like my job.
I'm not going to actually name it, but just so you know, it's him.
Don't say anything.
I don't even know who that is.
That's not true.
You know exactly who that is. Because as a presenter, you go on air saying don't swear. Yeah. And the minute, it's like a child. If someone says, don't read that, don't say that out loud, don't say that word.
Yep.
I actually can't look at you.
I'm just drawing a picture of him now.
Not good. Stop it.
There it is.
Stop it. I'm not looking. Wrath of Khan be upon you.
See?
Stop it.
Celebrity injunction bingo. You got 5 minutes. Guess who it is. But the thing is, Yasmin, they can name him in America, can't they? And they've done so. And everyone knows who it is because it's on Twitter, but I can't name him here.
We're not saying anything. It's not happening.
You don't want to carry on the game of bingo?
No.
Okay.
I have got a living legend on my show. Another music. Did you hear last week's musical living legend?
Yeah.
Carol Decker.
I love Carol Decker.
From off of T'Pau.
Oh, I've got a story about Carol Decker.
Go on then.
I've got an unbroadcastable story about Carol Decker.
Later.
Oh, yeah. I know that story.
Yeah.
Don't say it on the radio, please.
No, okay. Is there an injunction?
Is there anything we can say?
Not much. No.
Actually, I've got a broadcastable story about Carol Decker.
All right, okay.
I used to work with her dad.
There you go.
Yes. So when I had I had a Saturday job as a youth.
Yeah.
And I used to work in the co-op in Nuneaton in Warwickshire.
All of these things and places he's just said are made up.
Mm. Yeah. And Carol Decker's dad was my boss.
In the co-op in Nuneaton.
He was the regional boss of the co-op in Nuneaton.
Have we
Carol
talked about
Decker's
this before?
Dad. Not here.
Because I used to work with Jason Orange's mum off of Take That.
No, you're all making
oh,
this
yeah,
up
yeah, you
now.
Did.
And I think
we need to roll this over to Monday.
Yeah.
Celebrity
parents.
Yeah, celebrity parent work.
Encounters, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Carol Decker's now obviously my showbiz pal.
I really like Carol Decker.
So I'm going to email her and ask her about her dad. Verify the story.
I think his name is Ron.
Ron.
Ron Decker. And they used to live in like Shakespeare and Drive or something like that.
Did you give away an address?
I don't think they'd still...
Carol Decker's address.
I didn't give out Carol Decker's address. Honestly, you hand me stuff to talk about. It's like China in my hand.
Oh.
I put my heart and soul into this.
Stop it.
Do you want to see my secret garden? That was another one of their hits.
It's been like this all afternoon.
I have to... For the last 10 years of my life.
Well, Carol Decker's not on today. So you're now waving a piece of paper at me saying crotch.
Yeah, well, at least it's not the other way around.
Do we have an HR division? Is there actually an HR division here? I've yet to discover.
I don't think so.
I don't think there is. There's barely anything else
HR
here.
HR@talkradio.co.uk.
Yasmin, the Wrath of Khan, will be with you next. It's Talk Radio. We'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4. Have a good weekend.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.